Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-L.
is the one and all Magnifique Elite Feet.
Oh. Viscata presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Stem Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one, open to all team states, the Dream Team, for $2,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners. Versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grants include Drag's Realness for $500, Butch Queen's Pool Boy Realness for $500, Butch Queen European Runway for $500, and Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tiptonwood Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Ten with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening.
You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the place can't take me, I'm a bashy girl. Trey wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl, I'm a bashy girl. I'm a nasty girl, I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me. The cuts to the quick can't take me. The tree wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl.
Yes. I am such a nasty girl. Good evening, boys and queens, ladies and gentlemen, and those that are just not sure. How the fuck are you? Without further ado, I am Prince Jason Bridge, the overall prince of the House of Bridge. I will always be here when Mother isn't, but you never know when Mother will pop up. Without further ado, I would like to present to you the rest of the cast.
This Kiki is mine.
And you like it. You like the adulation, the applause.
Say it comes
the
from
people
reading.
Cheering you on.
Reading came first.
It's an addictive high, like all highs,
is the real art form of insult.
You absorb it, you
laugh,
take it. And you like
and
it. You absorb
laugh,
it, you take it.
And
you like
keys,
it.
Laugh and kikis. Shade is, I don't tell your others, but I don't have to tell you because you know.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I got these dates lined up all the way around the corner because, you know, I quit my job and I'm escorting now. So I'll be in and out, off and on the phone all night long because I got to get these dates in because I'm having a grand open special, 2-for-1.
Listen, on Tuesday nights, you got to do in calls, okay? Because we can't be doing out calls and you be put on mute and shit. We can't be having that. Get in calls and have them sit in the room or something until we're done.
J-Rock, and we have a private caller. What's going on?
Who the hell is a private caller?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
J-Rock?
I'm right here, but I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, what background is that?
I don't mind if it's a private caller.
Well, who is the private caller?
Hello?
Private caller, are you at KSC?
Hello?
Naima, is that you?
Jason.
Yes, who is the private caller?
It's me, Sheba.
You know what, Sheba, baby? I can't do that with you.
Is you at a Philly cheesesteak restaurant?
Happy New Year, Sheba.
Happy New Year. I'm just calling. I'm at work.
Oh, you are calling from KFC. Let me find the fuck out. Well, can I get a two-piece and a biscuit?
I got to come. I mean, it's coming back. Bye.
You know what? I'm not doing this. Can we please put Sheba back on hold?
She need to get your job. Her job loud.
Okay. Naima will not be with us tonight. Don't know why, but whatever's going on. Hey, Naima, we heard you on the show last night, The Shade. Enrique, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. What's up, everybody? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on?
Enrique, what's up?
Sure,
so why can't Naima be on the phone tonight?
J-Rock, I don't know. I'm not asking any questions. She's just not with us tonight.
Maybe she tired from last night.
Private caller, are you there?
Move over.
Hello?
Yes!
Hello?
Hello? We're just going to call you the hello girl.
Hello?
How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Okay, honey, the hello is cute the first three times. After that, you need to talk.
Hello?
Okay, can you put hello? Put hello back on mute. Thank you.
They better start that.
Enrique, how was your day?
It was productive. I got a lot done.
That's
I got
good.
More unpacking done, mirrors and all that hung up. Eating a hot up. So I had a productive day. It's pretty good.
Hello, everyone in the chat room. If you can hear us, how are you? Hope everyone is having a wonderful Tuesday. Happy Pappy, if you're going to bed, it was nice seeing you. Goodbye. Hello to the Tea Party Room, Costa, Michi, Mona. How are you guys doing? So where do we want to start this, Kiki? Let's start with I am fabulous, gone with the wind.
Oh, shit.
Pony Glasson did a good job.
You know, Bishop,
why y'all keep forgetting?
I wasn't going to say nothing because I didn't want nobody to think I was shady. I just wanted to say hey.
Hey, how are you? Happy New Year to you.
That's about it. Y'all gonna mute me. But somebody unmuted me and tried to do the shady shit, but yeah. I just wanted to say hey.
I think that was a mistake because there are two bishops. There's my son that's a bishop, and there's you. So I think she was trying to unmute the other bishop. But it was nice speaking with you. We'll put you back on hold. Feel free to press 1 if you have anything to say. So did you see the Kenya Moore I'm Fast and Fierce and Fabulous video? What did you think of that, Bishop, before we let you go?
No, I didn't. I actually didn't. I haven't been paying attention to that. I've just been working, man.
Oh, so you're working and everything. Well, that's good.
Congratulations.
Always good.
Yeah. That's about it. Oh, man, happy moves right now. Today was a good day, so, yeah.
Okay.
That's about it.
Well,
anyway,
if you
put me back on mute, man. Y'all enjoy your show. I mean, I'm just listening
okay.
And laughing.
Well,
I'm going to have a kiki tonight.
We thank you for listening, Bishop.
All right.
So, as we were saying before Bishop came on, you said Pony was nice, J-Rock?
I said he did a good job.
So, what about the other person?
Who was that?
Himari didn't do a good job?
His shoes were nice.
But
congratulations to Pony Garcon and Omari Mizrahi.
Congratulations to both of them, though, because, you know, just for just getting out there, doing other than just ballroom, like, you know, taking it to, you know, hosting their own dance studio.
No, Pony does that on
and everything. Right.
I mean, I commend them. I do congratulate both of them. I mean, I commend them both. But, I mean, that was a last-minute thing. I mean, they didn't even have time to get costumes together. So, I mean, and then to come up with that routine as you hit the air, that's just marvelous.
You know what, Jason? You're in a really good mood, aren't you?
So do y'all think Kenya Moore dipped better than Christina Milian dipped and Dip It Low?
Hell
I
no.
I think
Kenya Moore should have stayed down there.
Yeah, and they should have just put the dirt on top of her
just,
and said, "Did it's been fabulous."
Cause bitch, just no shade. Christina Milian dipped like 500 times in that goddamn video. I was like, "Bitch, you did."
But
one
I can
time.
Honestly, but no shade. I can honestly see now why Janice thinks that her and Kenya Moore look alike because they both dip the same way.
Oh, shit!
Good God, shit!
I knew it was coming. Oh.
She probably was in the back like, she stole my dip.
No, she was like, pow. You know how they go. Pam.
Those
jet set girls.
Wow. Give me some. That's that hand.
I'm not shady. I am not shady, Costa. Don't say that. So, J-Rock, did you hear the news?
What news?
I quit my job to become a prostitute. Next week I'm working on becoming a porn star.
When did that come out?
Well, that was my New Year's resolution, that this year I was going to try to be more like the girl. That I was
not doing your New Year's resolution.
That I was going to try to be more like the girl. So now I'm escorting, and next week I'm doing raw porn.
Shit.
Wow.
Yes.
Who's going to be the top? Or who's going to be the bottom? I hope you're topping in that raw porn.
Well, see, that's how it works when you're doing porn. If you're a bottom in your real life, you're a top in porn.
Where is Tiffany? Is this just like the Bush Queen hour or something?
Tiffany said that she was not calling in until after the music stopped. So how would she know the music stopped if she doesn't call in?
Well, I was about to tell her, hey, the music stopped.
Apparently tonight I'm Jason Bridge, and how are you?
Oh, there we go.
So, have you planned out this prostitution rate? I mean,
yes, right now, this week, since it's my grand opening as an escort, I'm doing 2-for-1 specials. I got balloons tied up like condoms outside and everything.
For grand opening.
For grand opening.
Thanks. And opening.
Or is it grand reopening?
Ooh. Well, every hour is grand opening, so hey. I don't know. I mean, I want to fit in. I'm trying to get legendary status, so I thought that was the best way to go about it.
Oh, you got to go into the rooms with the kids and bump coke and stuff in order to be legendary. You can't just get legendary. You got to do, like, lines. And you got to do eight balls. You got to do eight balls to be legendary.
Oh, well, see, I'm going to do eight balls so that I can lose weight for the web series, for the web show.
Oh, yeah, bitch, I forgot you wanted to be 101 pounds.
Yeah.
Shit. You're going to be the person in the bed? What's going on?
Private caller, how are you?
Free promotion. Sorry. No free promotion, sorry. Back to the chamber.
I'm not promoting the ball, so what am I promoting? I'm promoting...
Your pussy, no free promotion.
Ooh.
Oh, shit!
Oh, shit.
Put me on now.
Well, thank you.
Wait a minute, brother. That's true. Did you make that for this little thing you got going on? Because you know,
okay.
Of course, you can't just be promoting stuff on here.
Well, hey, I mean, girls promote their balls. I'm promoting my walls. Tiffany, you're there.
Yes, I'm here. What's going on, bub? Going on.
Did the music finally stop?
Yeah, because I can't do them beats, honey. Them beats give me a fucking headache.
Oh, somebody just hit my inbox and said that your voice is going to have a headache.
Okay.
T-O-L.
Ooh, a shame.
No.
Oh, God.
No,
I need a motherfucking mile.
Well, while we were, one of the things that I just came up with, and it's just an idea that from time to time we come up with games like that, Jig Game, J-Rock had. Tonight's game for callers, if you want to play along, is I'm Ratchet Because.
Yes, God!
And this is how you play it. I'm ratchet because I quit my job and sold all my furniture to buy a mattress and a blow-up cot and become an escort.
Bitch.
I'm ratchet because I took my rent money that I had.
I now give to you.
What you say, Tiffany?
I'm about to make me a drink. This is about to be a long night.
You're ratchet because I called your fucking phone and you didn't call me back.
No.
What is up with these interruptions?
Is that
kind of and asked me to call them and I called them and they didn't answer your same phone. You're ratchet because you did not pick up my call.
Who ratchet? Jason, you didn't ask her to call when she called you?
She ain't talking to me.
I'm talking to you. You just called you, and I called you three times, and you didn't answer my call.
Oh, girl, I talked to you yesterday. Stop.
I'm not talking to you.
Huh?
I'm talking to the bridge.
You called me?
I called you three times, and you didn't return any of my three calls.
When did you call, girl? Oh, that was you saying you was calling about the ad in the paper.
No, I wasn't calling about the ad in the paper.
Ad is legitimate now.
Well, baby, I wasn't calling about the ad in the paper. I was returning your inbox, and you didn't return my three calls.
I did, Kelly. I was on the show, if that's what you're talking about.
No, I called you before the show. I called you at 7 o'clock. I called you around like 8:30, and then I called you back around 9-something, and you didn't answer my call.
Because I was in rehearsal.
On show.
Okay.
I told you the phone was doing show.
I thought it was some type of shade. I thought I had to come see you on the show.
Ooh, no, it's no. It'll never be shady.
I'd be looking crazy, too. So I'm like, you got the wrong number. I said, oh, maybe I did, looking all stupid.
It's never shade with me and you.
Until Miss Motherfucking Tree Chanel, Miss Thang, bitch.
Ooh.
Don't come for me, queen. I keep telling you, Miss Thang, okay? You know, she wanted to put up a post about me and Marcus talking about, you know, the girls treated escort favors and all types of things and commentation favors. She wanted to put up status. Queen, whoever hit you up and told you, let them hit you up and tell you again that I'm going to read you again tonight, Miss Saint Girl. Your commentation is worth not even an 8-ball, Miss Saint. She's worth a 20 bag, Miss Saint.
Bag
for your commentation. Because that's how horrible her commentation is, Miss Saint. She's a sorry ass. She's a sorry excuse for a motherfucking commentator. She's a more sorry excuse for a motherfucking escort.
Oh, girl.
Who are we talking about, Kelly?
We talking about, she's talking about your house, brother, Tree.
I'm talking about Tree.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she said, okay.
Oh, the one that said, bye, girl.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm just listening. I'm going to go back on hold. You know, when y'all conversation interests me, you know, I'll bust through.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
that's the same thing we said last night.
Ooh.
I gotta get the tease about that because I always know Kelly had a good show. If people call me, like if my house members or certain people call me, they'd be like, "What girl? What was going on the show last night?" And I'd be like, "Well, sometimes I know, but last night I was asleep. I didn't catch it. I don't know." So now I gotta listen to the recap.
So you're saying nobody called you today?
Incoming transmission.
Private caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Sarah from the Animal Abuse Control Center calling for Kelly Unique Knight. Do you have a report that she's been abusing her dog?
What'd
she say?
I don't know.
She said it was Sarah from the Animal Control Center. Who are you calling for, Animal Control Center?
I'm Kelly Unique Knight. We have a report she's been abusing her dog.
Dog! You're a late, tired queen. Girl, crawl up in a motherfucking hole, bitch, and motherfucking die, you nasty fucking rat. Hey, girl, don't do me, Miss Saint, honey. I'm trying to be nice for 2013, Miss Saint. So please, let me stay that way, you ratchet queen.
Can I get breaking news, please? Breaking news.
Your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Mother Bridge is running late because Devin the Ninja Thomas decided to shoplift a turkey sub, and now they're being held up in Subway. So Mother will be here as soon as the police release everyone from Subway because Devin chose to steal a turkey sub.
Oh, God.
Lord Jesus.
He could at least went to Quiznos.
Oh, stupid.
That was
tough. Asking for a ransom.
Incoming transmission.
410-602.
Isn't it 302?
I'm sorry. I have to go by what switchboard say. I'm sorry,
oh, okay.
302.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to say, why did Devin try to steal from Subway when he could have gotten a free footlong from Naima? I have one other thing to say. Which Nicole did Tiffany's child say looked like a man in a wig? And can you get the city diapers back on?
Yes.
No, we're not going to do this.
I'm not picking with that lady. You know, that lady apologized, but, you know.
I'm just going to leave it at that. All I'm going to say is it's not funny. I'm not trying to be mean tonight, but he did say that, though. You know, I didn't even know he was standing behind me. He said, "Mommy, what? That lady, why he got a wig on? Boy, he's not supposed to wear wigs." Boys are not supposed to wear wigs. That's what he said. I don't know. You take it over him.
Clock the hair.
Clock the hair.
Clock the mug.
Clock the nails.
Clock my skirt.
You better get into it.
Clock the bag.
Clock the bag.
the shoe. Now punch the clock, it's time to work. Move over, amateurs. Taking mine, taking yours.
Somebody better hold my purse.
Figure it out like Nancy Drew. Catch on quick like Harley Lou. Hold on, check me, boo. Not you, I'm a pro.
No, I'm just so highly upset.
I'm glad they released you, Mother.
I know, I'm sorry, you guys. The girls decided to run up in Subway and, you know, with a bag and run behind the register, start taking olives and onions and everything for their turkey set. Oh my god, so we're gonna have a lot of fun tonight. You know, I did my research and stuff. So I got a little game, I got topics.
Oh, we got two games going on, Mother. We playing a game, I'm Ratchet Because. So what's your game?
Oh, my game is the share and borrow game.
Ooh.
Who in the ballroom would you borrow something from, and what will you share in return? It can be a facial feature, it can be body, it can be it can be their title, it can be their house title, anything. What will you borrow and what will you share back?
That's interesting.
That's very shady.
Come back to me, I'm gonna have to think long and hard about that one.
Yeah, so callers, call in. What is the Ratchet game? How do you become Ratchet?
The Ratchet game is, I'll start again. I'm Ratchet because I'm doing a 2-for-1 grand opening special because I'm now an escort and a prostitute.
I'm Ratchet because I was a victim of a sandwich store hoster. Wait, did you guys know that churches claim that stroking horses curses homosexuality?
What?
So if you want to be gay, go stroke your horses, girls.
Wait, hold on. Speaking of gay stuff and all this kind of crap, what was that in the room the other day of the bishop that was laying on people and everybody was like he was raping them in front of everybody? And I'm like, you girls go too far to say that man was raping them. I couldn't get over that because I was waiting because I was like, is he just a hump them? Is he grinding on them? All he did was lay his body on them.
He was popping them.
I missed that.
It was removed because too many people was responding to it from his page, and they were calling him gay and saying the reason he was crying was because he was humping them, and he couldn't believe that he was getting away with that in church in front of all them people. Wow.
The video was removed?
Because that was supposedly the way that those two men supposedly were being ordained as bishops.
Right.
And before he started humping them, he said in order for them to, they had to die and then before they could live again. So he covered them with blankets and he humped them to death and then
he did not hump them.
Where's the video at? It's gone? Nobody saved it on their hard drive?
I forgot to do that. I posted it in the room.
He humped them to death?
No, I'm sorry. He humped them back to life because they were.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He humped them back to life.
It was a bunch of showmen. It was a bunch of show. But I thought when I looked at it, because I was like, I know that this is not true.
Sorry for cutting you off. Thank you, Ed Banks, because he's talking about it in the blog top room. He said he was clenching his ass. He was definitely humping them. So Thank
I saw ass clenching. No, he was not.
He clenched his
chest. What I had got from it was, because I kept watching it, because I was like, I know this is not true. It seemed like he had put the sheets over there to make it seem like they had died. And he was crying and pouring himself out like as if it was a symbology of them dying in debt. Like he just fell on them. But everybody was like, you rape these men in church and stuff. And I was like, how is that possible?
J-Rock, first of all, that's not what that what he did isn't even in the Bible. For ordained, and it's not even written anywhere. So that was some mess that man made up so that he could dry hump other men in his church in front of his pulpit.
He saw that on
the So you said he took the video. So what was his reasoning for taking the video down?
Because people were responding to the video negatively.
And was like, this is gay. What?
Right.
I mean, you're dry humping them, and you're getting away with it.
In your church.
Wow. Very, very perverted.
Wow. That is some nasty shit.
Now, that's
but
why
I can,
he's ready.
But at least they had on matching outfits and they was Gone with the Wind fabulous.
Oh, my God.
Hey, were they Catholic?
You know something I'm tired of? Something called straight acting. What is straight acting?
I was about to say, what the fuck is straight acting?
That's what J-Rock does when he's at work at the Navy.
Yeah, he likes you.
I don't act straight at work. I act like me at work.
So you wear tight leather pants at work, too?
No, I don't. I wear my uniform.
So you wear tight naval pants at work?
I have before. I tried to stick with them boot camp pants, but I gave up. I just went on and just...
In a belly shirt.
In a belly shirt. But, yeah.
Naima, did you stop the horse?
Who is that?
I don't know. That's my roommate that talks very loud from New Orleans when they get excited.
That's
and I'm
a
like,
woman?
No, that's a boy. I'm like way in the other side of the house, and
Wait a minute, that's a boy?
Yeah, that's a boy.
What are you talking about?
They talking about something about Nick Lachey and all this kind of stuff, and I'm like, Lord.
So maybe one of the girls should borrow her voice and share their voice with her.
Okay.
Oh, I know who that is, too.
Wait a minute, Nick Lachey, that used to go with Jessica Simpson? Nick Lachey
yeah,
and Dave?
Yeah. Hey, he gets that out about it.
Who is it then, Tiffany?
Oh, I don't know. What you talking about? Who is it?
Look, you know what, you little bitch? You've been goddamn trying to come for me for these last
years. No, I'm asking
you. Don't motherfucker
you
give me too much.
No, oh, my God.
Oh, okay. I thought I had to bring that down to check because you've been feeling
That's
it.
That's how it happened last week.
No, I thought
you've been feeling
saying,
it lately.
No, I thought you were saying you knew who it was, and I was going to say, well, who is it?
Have you guys heard about his roommate?
Wait a minute, your ex is your roommate?
Yeah.
Mother is trying to talk, y'all.
Thank you. Have you guys heard about the 32-month transformation? A boy turns into a woman in 32 months.
No, I didn't hear about that.
I can talk to her about that.
Yeah, all that activity back there. Yeah.
Well, I pull out the gun and start shooting, jail.
Wait a minute. Speaking of guns, I thought didn't they pass a law in New York about something like if it just got one little thing on the gun, it could be labeled as an assault weapon or something? I don't know. Y'all can only have pistols up there?
I don't even think it's legal to carry the shit if you ain't licensed for it up here or anywhere.
Where should I post this? In London's Drugs or Official Ballroom? About
what is it?
The transformation of the boy to girl.
Transplant, I guess. posted
wait,
in a big
Wait, so it only takes 32 weeks?
No, she took 32 months.
Well, that's good because there's a lot of them running around here with doing 32 days. I got
32 hours,
everybody.
No shame.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They were boys and then now they got 10.
You mean 32 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one that used crazy glue and did it theirself?
No.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, we got to get into this.
What, no, where should I post it?
J-Rock, can you mute your phone and tell your roommate to shut the hell up?
Yeah.
I don't think you want to do that, but I'll just mute the phone.
We don't want to.
I'll tell him shut the hell up. Put him on the phone.
Tell him we don't want no problem.
You know you ratchet when the people in your house is yelling and stuff like they want some Kool-Aid and some fried chicken.
Okay, so no, I wanted to be like one of them. Is all of you inside London drugs?
We all are, but we don't, Mother, we don't want to seem like the elite room, so post it in the room so everybody can see.
I'm not a everybody can see type girl.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh. Why did somebody laugh out loud at Tiffany 10 miles across her stomach Chanel?
Oh, shit.
What did I say to that? I'm ready to get tonight.
You have to log in with your.
Do you need to get into the blog talk room?
Get into the blog talk room.
I'm already, baby. Didn't I just say I'm in here? I see.
Oh.
Yes, it's Shade said that, and bitches 2 miles against 2 miles against your little ass dick. Bitch, you ain't got no penis looking like.
So tell me why. Tell me why Sprint called me today and said that Selvin keeps exchanging phones for water damage.
What? Oh my God! Wait, I just caught that bitch.
I wonder why.
Oh my God!
Okay, I want to know how long it took people to catch that.
I was off for a little minute.
Not me. I was right on cue.
Right on cue.
It's some bitches right now still trying to figure it out. Like, how
long? Right, exactly. That's one of those jokes you tell a guy wait 5 minutes.
The video is up. Do you guys see it?
Tiffany Misty Lake just came.
I don't see what she put. You don't have to keep telling me, honey. You see me about to fucking say what I'm about to say? Yeah, I'm 50074. Yeah, I'm in this bitch, honey. Don't worry about what the fuck I am.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's me coming up talking about now, say something, bitch, or something.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm in this bitch this weekend. Now, what's fucking popping? All y'all ratchet-ass motherfucking hoes.
So now you're going to actually see the reads.
Yeah, and I'm going to be motherfucking,
This number, that's the number you're
waiting. They said you weigh 50,074 pounds, bitch. Oh, shit. Why y'all starting so early?
Tiffany, are you getting the outfit made for the ball?
Don't worry about what I'm doing. Okay,
let me just do this right now. Honey, your attitude, you can put them feelings in your pocket. I was asking you a serious question. Now,
honey,
don't take your attitude out on me
because
I ain't do nothing
too.
Say what?
I'll be there done. That's all anybody needs to know.
Okay, thank you. Hello, hallelujah.
Jason.
Turkeys are done too, but ain't nobody say nothing about the dressing.
What happened?
Somebody inboxed me and said a muumuu is not being done.
It doesn't matter what it is, honey. It could be a muumuu, it could be whatever it could be, honey. It's going to be done and stamped, honey. So.
I think they're ready, though. No shade.
Don't worry about, honey.
Just know I am upset that I'm not going to be able to make it because just for that I wanted to come alone. For real. Jason, somebody told me, did you answer the question in the official ballroom?
It said things a bottom says after he paints. I don't know.
Name some.
Incoming transmission.
Private caller, you're there.
Right, incoming transmission. That's what he says after.
Hello.
Hello.
Uh oh, here we go.
Hello, this is Bianca.
Hello, hi, Bianca.
Yes, I need your advice on something, a situation. My friend, you know, she's transgender, but she dates men who don't know her situation. And she apparently is starting to flirt with and date someone who's close to me, like really like my friend. And I don't know if I should tell him her situation. What do you guys think I should do?
Absolutely
no,
not. Let her do it.
I think you should pay it and not say
I think
nothing.
You should pay it.
Yeah, don't say nothing. It's your place.
You can get her killed.
It can turn into a nasty situation and you will become, you know, involved.
Yeah, public enemy number one.
Right.
Okay.
You know, Bianca, say if your friend, you know, gets really mad, like he loves her, and then he wants to kill her and kills her, and you feel bad for telling him.
Yeah, but it's also her responsibility to do what she got to do, because doing something like that is like telling someone you don't have HIV, in my opinion. It's the equivalent to it. So, and she should just, you know, just tell him the truth. I've been talking to her, trying to get through to her, but she's not hearing it. She just wants what she wants. And
wait a minute. Did you just say it's like telling somebody you have HIV? What did you say? I'm sorry. I got stuck on the first part.
Basically, what she's saying is, if you don't tell him the tea, it's just like you not telling somebody that you're sleeping with that you got HIV and you're positive, and they don't know. That's what she's saying.
Oh, wow. That's a confession.
It's the truth, though.
So are you the same way as your
Bianca,
friend?
Bianca, you said you had a talk with her. If you talk to her already well, if you just want to be shady, tell him.
So, Bianca, are you the same way as her? Are you a born woman, or are you transgender?
No, I'm a butch queen.
Okay.
A butch queen.
Now, you go drag sometimes, or?
Huh, yes, I do drag.
So, your friend...
I flirt with straight men, but they know I'm in drag and stuff, you know what I mean? I don't look as good as my friend.
Okay, so your friend that's a transgender that's messing with one of your straight friends, does your straight friend know that you dress in drag?
Huh, no. He doesn't know that side of my life.
Okay.
Because, I'm open and stuff, but he doesn't know what I do. But he is straight, and he's really close to me, and I've known him for a long time, but she's playing games, and now she's getting me involved because that's my friend, and now it's like getting into a sticky situation.
Do you know if they've had relations yet?
In due time, they haven't.
She's going after him. You know what I mean? Like, he's a piece of meat, and I'm like, girl, relax. Like,
let me tell you what's going to happen, Bianca. Let me tell you something. You go out to Rite Aid right now, because it's always a 24-hour Rite Aid, and you get you a first aid kit. And when your girlfriend calls you and tells you that she's in the hospital or she's ready to go, you just go and take care of her. That's all, because that's exactly what's going to happen. If this boy is not straight, if this boy is not gay, and she fucks around, he's going to beat the shit out of her.
He's going to beat that shit, and she can't blame nobody but herself.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for your advice, guys.
You're welcome.
Who would you borrow something from in the ballroom scene, and what would you share in return?
Who would I borrow something from?
Yeah.
Kelly.
It can be anything.
Kelly.
What would you borrow from Kelly?
Yeah.
What I would borrow, her confidence.
And what would you give back?
And what would I give back from Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
Baba.
To Kelly.
Her aggressive attitude.
Hey, what would you give Kelly from yourself? What would you want to give Kelly?
Oh, my kindness. She's so aggressive. I think that she gets very mean very quickly.
But isn't that what you said you would borrow from her, though?
I will borrow
her confidence.
I will borrow her confidence, and I will give her my kindness.
She would give her
crazy funny.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bianca.
Thank you.
Wait, it's time for me to drink a Coke pop.
Drink a cold pop.
Incoming transmission.
Private caller.
Hello.
Hello, yes, private caller.
We hear you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
Well, what question?
Okay, what?
I said I want to answer the question, man.
Oh, you
want to
answer the question.
Okay, what would you borrow? Is that the question? What's the question?
Yeah, I would borrow Tommy Revlon bulletproof vest.
And what would you give in return? Oh, shit.
Nothing? Oh, that is just tied.
Nothing but yeah, the blood of Jesus.
Before you have to finish it. No halfies.
Private caller, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there, man. I said
okay,
I
so you
Tony
said you
Redmond.
Would borrow Tony's. You said you would borrow Tony's bulletproof vest. What would you give him back?
Some cortisone.
Shit.
Thank you, caller.
Incoming transmission.
Well,
that,
shit.
That's why that call was private.
Private caller. Private caller. Five. Four.
Hello.
Three.
They said hello.
No, they didn't.
They did say hello.
Okay, private caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can, yeah.
Hello?
Okay,
we can
you
hear
touch
you.
The radio? Okay, you're listening from your computer to hear yourself, and that's why it's taking you so long to respond. So you need to stop listening from the radio and listen from your phone. Hello?
Hello?
It records, sweetie. You can hear it right after the show.
Hello?
Yeah.
That's a hello, girl, child. Go ahead.
That's
now.
Not fair. It's not funny.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes,
yes
we can hear you.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Okay, so what's the game you guys playing?
What would you borrow from someone if you could borrow something from someone, and what would you give them back?
Well, if let's see, I think I would listen. I would give. I would take Alora's death, and I would give her back life.
Oh,
that was sweet. Oh, wow.
That's cool. That was deep. I like that.
Okay.
But wouldn't that mean
you
she
would die?
Yeah, that would mean you'd be
dead. That's why it was so deep. She took her, she would.
She just wants her dip and she would give her life. I thought that was really, really nice.
Mm-hmm. Work.
That's love. But we were looking for more shade.
Yeah, that kind of threw me off. I was like, thank you so much, Paula.
That was really sweet, but I was like, what happened?
Oh, no,
hey, I
think
y'all missed. She threw y'all all off. Y'all got real quiet.
Right, everybody got kind of like got
Bishop,
quizzical.
Bishop,
like,
you're back.
Is I would want to have Jason's smart and intelligent mind and give him my ass to kiss.
Well,
thank you.
Okay.
Oh, that was so smooth. They set that one up real good.
You know, and Bishop, I will borrow your gun and give you a Bible in return.
Wow.
Oh my God, y'all are fierce.
Well, if I was in the mudslides, I would say thank you for the invitation, Bishop. But since I don't like mud or chocolate, I will have to pass on your ass. Thank you. Oh my God, look in the room. Look in the room. And make a tent and give
right.
Tiffany a 2-year membership to No Skin Mark USA.
Oh.
Oh my God. So Enrique,
well,
who would you borrow from and what would you give back?
I would borrow from, I don't know. I don't like borrowing anything.
Private caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I would borrow Stuart Ebony icon status and give it to Jay Bonnet.
Oh, shit, wait.
Why was that just like a what?
But isn't Jay Belonica icon too?
Yeah, he's an icon.
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
Okay, Bishop, you're back again. We're not gonna make.
I love you,
Bishop.
Man. Love you, Jason.
Ew, I don't want cooties.
I said I love you. I love you as a human being, man.
I know what you said. And
I just
said
I
don't
just,
want
you know,
cooties.
Trying to make some entertainment, man.
I don't. You are, but I still don't want cooties.
I'm gonna give you my ass to kiss.
Mm-mm. I don't
want to
have sex
brain.
With you, Bishop. Stop. Don't do that. Stop it, Bob.
How come you can use that, but you tell everybody else don't?
Because I'm making fun of it when I use it.
Oh, okay.
I would borrow Sanaya's little show she has right now and give her my job at the meat market in exchange.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm not reading nothing in that room.
It said, I will. It said, I will borrow Naima's shoes to use as a ship and give her my higher dosage of mom.
Shit. Somebody said, I'll borrow Bishop's gun and give him target practice.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Wait, okay.
I would borrow J-Rock's leather pants and give him a coupon to Walmart.
Wow.
You can't borrow those.
I can't even sit.
You can't even sit. Unless I cut the ass out.
Ooh, yes, that'll be hot, some Prince James. Yes, I can use them to put up my back page ad. Yes,
oh, Lord,
yes.
Never mind.
Okay.
I would borrow Milan's Lamborghini and give him my bus pass.
Bitch.
Wow.
I miss Milan.
Me too.
Come on.
So you seen his new photo? Come on now. Y'all seen his new photo shoot?
I would borrow Tiffany's go-kart at Piggly Wiggly and give her some socks.
Somebody said they would borrow Milan's song, rewrite it with some real lyrics, and give him ass so he can stay off the table.
Oh, no.
Right.
You know my topics are dry.
Oh, shit.
What?
Girl, I missed
see, man, you're so pressed and bothered, bitch. Like, girl, you are so fucking pressed and bothered, bitch. Like, you're real for real. If you would take my grocery list and pay your rent, I mean, pay your rent, bitch.
Hey,
you know what? I gotta get in this room.
I gotta catch that room, bitch.
Missy, stupid.
Oh, God.
Girl, she must have got no. She must not have no date tonight. Like, damn. Oh, girl.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
She need to be trying to motherfucking wax that country munch under her neck, bitch.
I would borrow all of the steel in my lawn's ass and use it to fix the holes and the cracks in my ceiling.
Wow.
I would borrow half of the motherfucking Real Swiss Kids ads and give them my MySpace account.
Incoming transmission.
Lord. 843-343.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I would take Janisa's, her skills for beat catching, and give them to Ashley Icon.
Oh, shit.
Because we all know Ashley could never catch a beat, in the word of mother, D.D. Revlon.
But she caught the beat in D.C., though.
Is she
D.D.
Revlon or D.D. Mizrahi? I mean, come on.
Ashley was turning it in D.C. at the South.
Right. She caught the beat in 2012. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
And first of all, the game is you have to borrow from somebody and give them something back, not give what you borrow to somebody else.
Right.
Somebody said that they would borrow money and give Caesar speech lessons.
Oh.
Shit.
Shit.
Come on, speech.
Come on, Five.
Somebody said that they will borrow Tiffany's Moo Moo and give her back the Cirque du Soleil tent.
Somebody said I will borrow.
Who was that just said that?
Me.
Who
is he? Enrique.
Where the fuck Enrique come from?
What'd you say, Tiffany?
What'd you say, Tiffany?
I said, well, we talking about what the fuck the tent say. Where the fuck Enrique come from?
I've been here. Where the fuck you come from?
Originally he came from his mother's womb, but now he's a part of the show.
Child.
Is there a problem?
Wait a minute. We're doing all of that. Let's get to the bottom of this whole thing right now.
Yeah, let's do.
Yeah, what's this Enrique thing? J-Rock, Tiffany, what's the tea?
Yeah, what is it?
What happened?
I want to know what's going on with the Enrique thing. I mean, is it shade? I mean, do y'all not want him here? Because we need to talk about this now.
Child.
By all means.
Let me finish your phrase. Keep it mute or keep it cute.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes a good radio because.
I mean, really?
I mean, this is like American Idol.
It is so many people trying to creep in.
Well, we're not talking about creeping in. We're talking
but
about
nobody. No, we can't do that because we're. You know what, we're not even going to do this here because then we sound like some other shows that aren't around anymore when we argue amongst each other.
It's not arguing, it's a question.
Well, I'm not arguing, it is what it is.
Enrique has been with the cast and been with us since Gaga Wing. Enrique has done and been more consistent on shows than other people.
Because I know J-Rock's been here almost every night, and I know I've only missed one show. So who's the people that haven't been consistent?
Tiffany, you're still here, and J-Rock is still here.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, when he's saying people not consistent, so who's the people on this show that's not consistent?
You sure you only missed one show, Tiffany?
Yes, I have only missed one show, and I remember it well. I told you I was tired, and I did not feel I couldn't get on the show. Yeah, I missed one show.
I remember exactly. That show. That was one time, but you missed more than one show.
What? Okay.
No, I have not. But if you want to say that to make yourself feel good, to prove your point,
I don't need to do any. No, I make myself feel good every morning when I get up and go to work. But
okay.
I don't need this to make myself feel good. I'm just speaking
okay.
the truth.
Well, if you want to use that to prove your point, then you can say your one show. But I was tired one night, and I remember I did not call in one Tuesday night, which is a show that I'm, you know, that I'm supposed to do. So yeah, I missed one show, honey. And other than that, I called in for half of a show on my birthday. I said what I had to say, and then I left and I went to the strip club. But I still called in. So I mean,
and
that's
we commend you.
Tiffany,
and
okay.
at the end of the day, the
you guys.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, London.
Do you guys not appreciate that he's here? Do you guys?
Mine is all shade. Because ever since he came on, I always go, oh Lord, here we go again. I gotta do that. I just gotta do that. It's not like, I mean, damn, he's been here since I don't know when. I just like fucking with Enrique.
Oh shit! I'm so
sorry. It's all good.
Tiffany, you can read that for yourself. The point is, the person that pays the bills extended an invitation to him to be here, so he's here.
Well, every time he come on, I'm going to say, girl,
I'm going to pay it every time.
Exactly, because you've been paying it every since
he came every motherfucking time.
No, but seriously, you guys, what's a show without, you know, some co-host not liking
it?
Is it like...
so fucking stupid. Like, where the fuck do I got a cleft palate looking scar under my nose from all the yay I've been snorting? Like, yeah,
what?
You sound so fucking stupid. Like, this dumb
talking about the
man,
one.
This hard brick man, Mr. Lake, excuse me, not Misty Lake, Mr. Lake. I would take all Tiffany's coke money. Hold on a second. I would take all of Tiffany's coke money and give her surgery to fix that cleft that cleft palate looking scar under her nose from all the coke she does. First of all, y'all people don't even know what the fuck y'all talking about. Where do I have a scar under my nose? And
I guess Tiffany, that's from the picture.
Wait, you don't snort coke, Tiffany?
No. Do you?
No, but when y'all be doing that stuff,
okay.
You be saying, what is 8-Ball? Okay, explain, because I don't know. So what is 8-Ball?
Okay, well, this is 2013. Keep up with the time, honey.
No, okay, explain to me. What is an 8-Ball?
Okay. I don't know. You don't know by now, honey. I'm
How do you flip an 8-Ball?
It's not even 1 o'clock. I don't think we're discussing 8-Balls at the moment. Someone sent me a picture of Kelly at work. You know, she works security, and she's looking at me. It's so cute. I'm posting it now. Wait.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Somebody in the room said they would borrow Alexa's heart and give her a neck.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Where? I can't.
Okay, somebody said that they would borrow putty from Mercedes X Prodigy ass and put some meat on Father Man's body.
Oh, wow.
See, now they going in.
Now they going in. Wait a minute.
Now they're getting personal.
Okay, now they get got a touch. Wait a minute, what's going on?
The girls in that chat room is motherfucking fitting.
Now, what's your name?
Oh shit.
Oh shit, y'all heard that? Wait a minute. All y'all towards the East Coast, whatever. How cold is it up there?
It's raining.
Like 30 degrees.
It's raining. It's cold too, though. It's raining. It's like 30 something degrees.
It's freezing down here.
Yeah, it's like 30 something degrees up here.
Anya, what's freezing? What's the temp down
there? I'm really thinking that it's got to be like $40 or $38 of. Tiffany, how much is it in Austin right now?
That sounds so
illiterate. It's like 30 something, huh?
No, right.
No, check the temperature. We are freezing our ass off down here. Mm. And it's wet.
Well, damn, that rain must be global then, bitch, because it's
raining. Yeah, it must be global, bitch. It's raining down there, too.
Okay.
Prince, 40 is freezing in Texas. I'm sorry. We don't just get 40.
Yeah, so, I know. That's why
that's
I said.
Freezing
I thought
in
he was
Texas,
me and say 50-something.
Okay, oh,
right.
I got one. I got one. I would borrow the teeth from Mr. Green Bean because they're white.
Mr. Man, stupid.
And I would give them.
Well, at least you know.
I would give them to Faith.
Oh shit!
Oh no!
Because he is just great.
Someone sent me. I would borrow Enrique's cat and give him my pussy in return, since he want to be so calm.
Oh!
Oh!
They coming at the
pop-pop.
There we go. Not too much to pop-pop. You can tag me all day long. Pop-pop off the
wait
table.
Wait a minute. Is this a gorilla at a desk?
Oh, ooh. Where is Kelly? Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. This picture.
Don't say that. That's not a gorilla. That's Kelly. No.
this is throwing the chairs and the table on the runway, bitch.
Five.
Wait a minute, Della Reese just posted a picture saying
four.
Seven looks like
five.
Bitch, seven
oh,
do not
shit.
Look like Pops.
They kind of favor. That's Della Reese's pieces.
Della Reese's. Oh my God. Where is Kelly?
Oh, shit. Somebody said they would borrow money from FEMA to get Alan Meekly dentures.
Miss Bridges.
I knew it was coming.
Miss Bridges, please stop knocking on my door, love, okay? Didn't you just get out of custody at Subway?
So you set that up?
No, honey. I didn't set anything up, honey, but you know.
Sounds
I
like
asked him to release
right
you,
now.
Honey, because I needed you on the air. I called in a favor.
And I thank you.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God, here's another one. Justin from the blog room said he would borrow Temperance's 9-inch fully functioning hard candy. And
Jason,
give it to
I love all your pictures that was posted up.
And give it to Little B. Oh, you're welcome. And give it to Little B to make another video. Are you talking about the pictures of the man at work?
No, I'm talking about the pictures of, the pictures of Manny's.
I just said the man at work.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that one, the man at work. I got to go look at that one, too.
Kelly, did you hear what Bianca wants to borrow from you and give to you?
I don't know what Bianca wants to borrow.
She want to borrow your confidence and give you her kindness.
I don't need her kindness. I'm very kind.
You said you don't need it. It's so crazy.
404-642.
Breaking news, Naima was rushed to the hospital. I have a picture, babe.
Okay.
Tito said that he would take my voice and he would take J Rock's voice and give him his so he can have a cuntier voice to commentate with.
Oh,
shit.
That was too much.
Incoming transmission.
917-693.
Hola. Como esta?
Hola.
This is Keisha. How are you?
Keisha.
We're good. How are you, Keisha?
What's going on?
Chilling.
What is this? Hey, Kelly.
Your guys are not saying nothing.
Hey, Keisha.
Listen. You going to
go
right
to the here is wind blowing.
Yeah, when you came on, we ain't going to sit and talk over you.
All right, well, I got a question. I got a comment. Not a comment. I need a trivia. I need y'all to pull up Toni Braxton video, Make My Heart. And I need to find out who was those four butch queens that was Vulgan. I can't seem to figure it out. And I bet you I forgot that video. But I pulled that video because this femme queen has performed this song at this club. And I'm like, oh, my God, I remember this song, Make It Right. She's Vulgan in it. Do y'all know who the four queens that was Vulgan in that video?
I have a Vogue video. Sorry, Keisha. Kenya Moore. Kenya Moore.
No, that's not Kenya. No. I know that. But Toni Braxton.
Kenya.
She has a video that came out a couple years ago. The title of the song was Make Me Right. Oh wait, Make My Heart. I'm sorry, Make My Heart. And it's four butch queens. Yes. Could y'all find out who was the four butch queens? Because I was trying to figure out. I thought it was Nashawn, but I don't think it was him. So that's where Kenya got the idea from.
So Kenya's stealing. She's not original.
So she's another Beyonce.
That's not original.
Well, her hair was blowing real nice on Watch What Happens Live. That's about it.
Huh? Well, can you think she looks like Beyonce? That seems to be the ongoing thing now. What do you guys think about that?
She's not.
She's
what?
A fool.
She thinks she's Beyonce. Or people think she looks like Beyonce.
She's
what? A
she
fool.
She looks like Beyonce.
She looks
like Natalie Cole.
She does look like Natalie Cole, though. I'll
she looks
that.
Like what? Natalie Cole.
Yes.
She looks like a damn fool.
Natalie who?
Natalie
oh,
Cole.
She looks like the younger version of Natalie Cole. She really does.
She does.
No, what she looks like is a fool.
Right. A damn fool.
A big fool up there on that stage with those two queens.
So, London, what did you think about the vampires? What do you think about that performance, London?
That performance... it made me vomit twice.
I would take her performance and give her a performance.
Right. I would take back that miserable moment in her life and give her a happy one. What the fuck was that?
How you let old girl beat you with Toddy for the party?
How do
you incoming transmission.
Three.
Wait a minute,
Shadela
locked up.
Who
is Shadela?
Shadela
been locked up.
That's old news, Shadela. 347-569.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, London, this is Brian Versace.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, just listening in, and I just want to give a shout out to Zion for being on Bravo. My
Ooh.
Brother Zion. Oh. Zion.
Who is Zion? Who is that?
Zion. Pony Zion for being on
Pony Garcon.
Pony Garcon.
Yeah, I said, for Pony Garcon, Zion. But yeah, I'm just listening in, guys, just tuned in, and just listening and just saying, hey, everybody, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Brian. But you know, regardless how stupid she made them to Pony and Omari look, they still got paid. But what would you borrow and what would you return to someone in the balls?
Huh?
What would you borrow and what would you return to someone in the ballroom scene?
What would I borrow and return?
Yeah.
Borrow and return. I would return all the foolishness.
No, who would you borrow something from, and what would you return from yourself to them?
Oh my God,
Michi is stupid.
I would borrow. I would borrow. say, I will borrow. Okay, I will borrow. Jim King State from. I will borrow Didi Chanel's face, and I will return to her my hair talent.
Your what?
My hair, see me doing hair. Me being a celebrity hairstylist and makeup artist, I will return that to her.
No, Debbie's got
someone said they would give Brian Versace their friends list so he can stop calling in every night and take his phone.
Thank you, Brian.
Little Debbie's got cupcakes on sale.
Who's falling out?
I am.
Incoming transmission.
Private caller.
Hello.
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 Yeah. What's up?
You tell us.
Hey.
Yeah. I think I would borrow Sullivan's his shadiness, and I would give him my teeth.
Oh,
shit.
Okay.
Don't give him your tea.
Somebody said I would borrow Nicole's manly voice and give her radio show back.
Who?
You can't borrow something from her and then give her something to hers back.
I would borrow a commentator's pay scale and give them a place to stay.
Oh, oh shit. Come on.
Shit.
Come on, lay down.
London is. Why would you post this in here of these monkeys?
Well, not Emma. She really fell out of it.
So y'all gonna pay the fact that somebody just said Little Debbie's got cupcakes on sale?
Yeah, I heard that when somebody was snoring.
Bitch, Della Reese. Did y'all see Nicole Unabella as a butch queen?
Oh, my God. Let me find this picture.
Oh, my God. You know, I actually have a picture of her when she was younger.
Oh, my God. Bitch, Della Reese has
motherfucking
play by plays
of people. Dude, that is best dress. Sorry. That bow tie. Oh my God. How much fabric did they use to get that around her neck?
Bitch, that motherfucking bow tie is from the back of somebody's dress, bitch.
Bitch, that do look like your mama's dress from the 80s.
Yes, bitch.
That bow tie is somebody's dress.
Why is that bow tie cutting off the circulation to his neck?
Oh, what neck? It's the head and the chin.
It's all your shoulders.
Oh, my God.
Ain't no shoulders there. That's just one big long back, bitch.
Oh,
his front look like his back. Fucking jacket.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. So, Jason.
Yes?
Oh, no, I'll probably save that one for tomorrow.
What? The state of emergency is tomorrow, so you better
right.
do it tonight.
Well, I was going to see, what did you think about Quentin Tarantino's press conference?
Oh, when he was like, you're not my master and I'm not a slave?
No. When he was saying something about the word nigger, and he was like saying it.
I didn't see that. You're going to have to send me the thing so I can see that, because I didn't see
and
that.
And I was like, really?
Let me ask y'all a question, and I don't want to get all intimate into it. I mean, just this one question, and we can move on. Why is it so a problem I know what the deal is, but why every time a white person say the word nigga, it's a freak out, but we call each other niggas every day?
I don't call people nigga.
I don't either.
You sure, Jalen?
I have. No, I have. But I'm just saying, like every, like you said, every day. That's just not a part of my vocabulary. I would have to be ultra.
I'm talking about individually every day. I'm talking about the word nigga is being said every day by different races of young generations and older generation people, our own people. So why is it such a freak out when they do it?
Me personally, I don't get mad anymore because I've seen hood rat Caucasian boys hanging with black boys on the street corner and use the word nigga, and they was like, that's what's up, yo, and all this other kind of stuff. So I no longer get offended. If they're no longer offended, I no longer get offended. I mean, because I know for myself, I've taken the power out of that word a long time ago. That's why I'm not upset behind this movie, because I didn't even count the number of times that the word nigga was used in this movie, because I was just too busy laughing from the time the movie came on to the time it went off, because it's just that fucking stupid.
Yeah, I heard it was the key.
What movie is always?
No, you're a hot mess.
I heard it was good though. Somebody told me it was good.
It's good, but it's a comedy. It's nothing. The movie should have been called Kuta Kente's Revenge, because it's just
Kuta's Revenge.
Because it's just, I mean, it's a different kind of love story I've ever seen before. I will give you that.
Incoming transmission.
Okay, 347-231.
Thank you, Prince.
Yo. It's Kelly Lamar.
Who?
It's Kelly on the line.
She can be. What's going on?
I don't know if she's coming out tonight, some old night.
You want to come on and do what? You want to have a homo?
We don't do that. We don't do that here.
What?
Just hit her inbox up on Facebook if you want to know if she's coming out for Vogue.
No, I'm on my way there now. I can't inbox
her. Oh.
Okay,
what kind of phone you got?
You'll know if she's there when you get there.
You ain't got no smartphone?
This is 2013. You don't know how to inbox somebody from the smartphone?
No, you ain't got Siri.
Jason.
Somebody said, you know, they will borrow Nicole's fingers and give her a punch in return.
Glad y'all thought that was funny.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm looking at a text message. I'm calling about the ad in the paper. Your rate chamber.
Someone
passed. So how much do you charge for each cheek?
Left cheek, right cheek. Bishop. Yes, Bishop. Yes, Bishop. What is it now, Bishop?
You talking about these Django, right?
I'm talking about these nuts. Me.
Ain't go now.
Yes. Yes.
This is London Sea Party talking about these nuts. Bitch, I don't know why that was so funny.
Oh no, but wait, you had to get these nuts mute. I mute it. I was like, oops, he's not coming back.
Yo, J Rock, oh my God. J Rock, you didn't do that when you were like in middle school and stuff. I'm like, oh, what's up with you and that girl? And they'd be like, what girl? These nuts.
You know? No, that's what I was saying. Either they say, guess what? And you'd be like, what? These nuts. But it's just that I haven't heard that in so long. Because Ricky Smiley Morning
right,
Show is Ricky
right,
Smiley and these
right
nuts.
On point. He was on point.
Oh, God.
You caught me off guard. I don't know.
That shit was a fucking key.
That's why I said this link on your grill, but
oh my God, oh. Y'all are so can somebody Google how to turn my teeth green?
What happened?
How to turn
I'm looking for green beans or something, I'm sorry. My head hurt.
Green beans?
Yeah. I don't think she'll walk unless Caesar begs her. Ooh, what are they talking about?
Oh, talking about who walking? Because at first they were talking about lunch and
Caesar
oh,
needs to beg Mika to walk.
Oh, Mika.
What?
Oh, they talking about Naomi.
They talking about Naomi.
I think so.
I thought she was just coming out.
I thought she was coming out as Mother Prodigy.
Wonder Woman.
Shanae Jenkins says somebody needs to borrow something from Vicky Gotti and give her some. I will not.
Worth it.
Oh.
I don't do those kind of reads.
Shit.
Are they trying to borrow Jiggy Jai from her and give her something better? I mean, I'm trying
to. Go to the official ballroom. For directing Father Kelly Mizrahi, I would borrow her stomach and get it tucked in my ass, and I would give her some new bags for those saggy moan titties since she can't afford to buy any. Ooh, Kim West.
Now, Shanae, girl. No, I don't do those either. Now, that's too far for me.
The girls have shook the motherfucking table, bitch.
Switchboard, I mute Bishop. Yes, Bishop, we were talking about Django Unchained.
Oh, why Delarice going to say Jesus be offended? I can't. Fucking can't. Where did these people come from?
I don't know, but Delarice's pieces is the key.
She is. Every time I see that picture, I just think of Fresh by an Angel. Bitch, in that song.
Tiffany.
Thou art thou Tiffany.
Did we lose Tiffany?
Well, it ain't 12 o'clock yet.
Well, Tiffany is gone with the wind, fabulous.
Where are you getting this from, gone with the wind, fabulous?
From Johnny's Moore.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting. It was just that irrelevant, so I keep forgetting that's the name of the song.
She's there. Tiffany, is your phone on mute?
No, I'm on.
Not you.
No, Tiffany. Bitch, Tiffany, your voice got deep.
Yes, Tiffany, and all the muscles. Oh, my goodness. All that steel in that chest.
Shut up.
Wait a minute, what's the tea?
I don't know.
I caught that.
Oh my God, who was that moaning like that?
Right.
I don't know. Jason, have you ever seen a movie called Not Another Gay Movie?
Yes,
oh my God.
That shit
I did
funny
not
as
like
fuck.
That movie.
I watched that movie like 5 times this week.
That movie's funny.
So has anyone gone to see the Wayans Brothers Haunted Mansion or whatever the fuck that movie is?
No, but I saw that tired-ass second generation Wayne show a few minutes ago, and that shit is whack.
Was it funny?
Hell to the no.
It had Tyler in it,
so you know it wasn't funny.
I thought they were gonna bring back In Living Color.
No, something I guess that fell through. Did anyone see how was The House Husbands of of Hollywood? I didn't see that.
Hired.
Damn.
You know, I seen the funeral thing. It was tired.
What the funeral? Oh shit! I ain't see that yet. What do they call it? The best funeral, some shit.
Yeah, the best funeral thing.
Crazy funny kid. Leave it on the floor. Should have been left on the floor.
Hell, fuck yes. That movie was so tired.
Stupid.
That movie was the worst.
The worst. Okay. I don't care if you use my house name or not. It was still tired, Boots.
I would love to go to a ball and that bitch turn into a fucking musical. I would get up and leave.
Oh my God, it's on Netflix. Leave it on the floor. Because when y'all said that, that's why I started laughing. Because I'm like, why is this thing I recently watched? I've never seen it.
my little brother is watching this shit. It has to be. It's time to make a phone call.
Yes, your little brother going to be saying when Justin calls.
Oh, my God.
Are we going to talk about something that's going on in ballroom? I mean, what? Like,
that's what Monday nights are for.
But we was kicking at ballroom. We was kicking at ballroom.
Monday nights and Tuesday nights is to talk about whatever, honey. I didn't know we only could talk about movies or whatever the hell you decided to talk about.
Well,
about
we're not actually talking about whatever the hell I decided to talk about.
Okay.
But ballroom is Monday's recap. If I'm not mistaken, on Mondays we do a recap. Tiffany, I don't know what crawled in your ass, but honey, I suggest you get it out because I didn't do anything to you. I mean, it's no shade and it's nothing personal against you, but all that you're giving, honey, is it that time of the month for you? Because, honey, I'm not using, and you don't have to use me either.
Exactly. I'm so glad you came behind that, and so sorry it's not, but girl, all this. We gonna talk about movies all night.
Well, okay, we can talk about grams. What would you like to talk about, Tiffany?
Well,
I mean, because you're here too. I don't hear you adding anything interesting to the conversation other than breathing.
Okay. That's what it's giving me. So, I mean, all I can do
is
breathe.
Okay, well, you do have options. I mean, there's always options, plenty of them.
Boy, I don't need you to tell me my options either. You know, I think I'm well aware of my options.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yes, for Jiffy's peanut pan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And please. Yeah,
the legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness. For $500. Femme Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m. followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Pre-admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one, open to all team states, the Dream Team, for $2,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners. Versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grants include Drags Realness for $500,
Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness for $500. Butch Queen European Runway for $500. And Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd, the 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tipton Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Award presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
Are we back?
Guess it was time for a commercial break.
Hey, they busted right through without said word.
Mother, are you there?
Huh?
Mother?
Did you say mother?
Hello?
Okay,
so you guys are either going to get it together with the mood swings or settle it out like real men over the phone. Tiffany?
Oh, shit.
Tiffany, what is the problem? Do you need to talk to us about something serious? Like, are you going through something? Why are you upset?
I'm not upset. Who said anything about me being upset?
No, it just seems like you're attacking people.
I'm okay.
No, not like that, sweetie, but you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Well,
why are you upset?
I'm not upset. Why do you keep saying that? I'm not upset at all.
Okay, you can talk to me if you need to talk.
Oh, Lord Jesus. It's nothing. I'm not upset. I just didn't want to keep talking about movies. I thought we were going to talk about something else or something. Like, you know, I don't know, something.
Like what? Make a topic.
Something interesting. Something about all the new 007s or what about, you know, what's going on
with me? What's going on with that? Because I didn't notice that there was a lot of 007s. Until I saw a show.
Right. So I wanted to hear about that kind of stuff, what was going on with that.
So I would say...
Is there any validity to that? Is there any truth to
that? I would go to James Icon. Actually, I can only go to one person. Well, I would go to James Icon and take all the girls that just left Han to go back to Icon and bring them to the House of Rich. And I would give, what can I give back? I would send a card back, a thank you,
I was trying to watch The Wiz, but I don't know what that was. But anyways, I was told that the Film Queen, to let everybody know, Film Queen Realness at the North Carolina Awards Ball is now $500. Just to let y'all know, Film Queen Realness is $500 now.
Who cares?
Wait. But wasn't that just in the promo, J-Rock?
No.
It wasn't?
It got raised, and then some more people are going to contribute because they're trying to get Alexis to come out. But they said Alexis not ready yet.
So why don't they just give her the money so then she can just
because she's supposed to be battling Persia Ebony.
So why don't you just come out and battle Persia?
They said she's not ready yet. Somebody said they don't think Alexis is ready yet.
Oh, so she needs more money?
She needs more time.
Okay,
that's not me, Alexis.
Right, I would take Alexis's spot and give her some moans in return.
Oh shit! Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, because yes. I thought I was muted. I thought I was muted.
You was talking the whole time. We didn't hear you the whole time.
Well, okay, yeah. I was muted. That's shade on the panel. I paid my money for the judges, and I got shaded.
Now, you already know what the panel gives. You might as well just pay and come back to a function next week.
I guess I didn't sleep with the right judge.
Right.
Damn, stop it, Five.
Yeah, now that you got your new service open now, you might run into a lot of them now.
Can I need somebody to show me how I can put my ad up on Backpage.
Wait, so has anybody wanted to get a diamond scale face? What is it?
Oh, my Lord Jesus. What are you talking about, the diamond facials?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Has anybody on the phone lines want to get one?
Well, that's in Atlanta. That's only for girls that's in Atlanta.
Oh, she doesn't travel?
Oh, she has a shop in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Marcus, can you call in and confirm that $500? Because I know you said it was always going to be $500. That battle with Alexis, now that's a separate battle that everybody put up.
Yeah, call in for clarity.
Yeah.
Right, and J-Rock, what's something you added $100 to?
That was the Alexis
shit.
Battle. Because I want to see her battle Persia. Because they was going in, you know.
Didn't they just put money
who's
up?
Who's going in, J-Rock? About who battle?
Alexis versus Persia.
Alexis who, though?
Alexis.
Oh, Alexis.
Marcus, are you there?
Hello.
Are you there, Marcus?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Just real quick, I'm sorry. Fem Queen Realness is for $500 to whatever winner wins. It doesn't matter if it's whoever battles. That's $500. Anything else is just separate, but Fem Queen is Junior Fem Queen Realness versus Fem Queen Realness, two trophies, one cash of $500, and all those other side bets are totally separate.
What is it calling for?
You have to bring a look from a male-dominated profession.
What?
That's over for Fem Queen Realness.
Is a production a part of this?
No, no production is allowed.
Just a
basic, you know, when we say production, we mean like, you know, setting up in 3 minutes, props and, you know, curtains and all that foolishness. If you want to bring something to add to your look, like props, that's fine. But, you know, essentially we want you to bring to life a look that is mainly dominated by males.
And you still got to be fish with it, bitch.
Right, you still got to get into it like a female cop or, you know.
Is people walking you out allowed?
How many people?
Say two.
Oh, that'd be fine. As long as once you get scored, they walk off the stage. I'm pretty open with that. You know.
So,
Jason,
oh,
you
my God,
walk
who the hell
category?
Is breathing like that?
Jason, you can't walk this category, so.
Okay, Marcus, so two is fine. What if they have a crowd of, like, 10 people?
It all depends on the vibe. As long as they're not up there just, if they have relevance to the category, that's fine. A lot of times we find people that just want to walk up there and be cheerleaders.
Okay.
You don't need to cheerlead, you know. You know, it all depends on what's going on. But if they're relevant, they can go on to security or let them go up. If not, security will pay it.
Oh, so you're going to have security?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, security.
All right. Any other questions? Y'all have a good night.
You too.
All right.
I know you have a ball coming up, but what would you borrow?
Wait, Marcus, don't go. What about a music production or an intro?
No, none of that's allowed.
None of that is allowed. Okay. So you all know.
Except for grand prize. Except for grand prize team face. That's the only category we're allowing productions. Anything else, it's our music and our, you know, our terms. London, you asked what would I give, what would
okay.
I borrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would borrow your, how do I say it? Your wittiness. I would borrow London's wittiness and give you back an identity.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And he came for you.
Oh. Okay.
I love you. Have a good night, y'all.
Thank you, Marcus.
Okay. He got that one. I'm in a bit of a yeah.
Private caller, you're there.
Hello, this is Bianca once again. I'm sorry, I'm calling more than
you
once.
You don't have
but
to be sorry. That's why we're here, honey.
Yeah, we love you. Okay, I want to know what's the deal with Sanaya? Is she paying you guys? Because I've noticed, and in the chat rooms, a lot of people were talking about it, that you guys tend to gear away from negativity about Sanaya.
No.
But when it's about other people, you guys tend to you guys don't mind saying it out loud. But anything about Sanaya, you guys tend to like.
Who wants to go first?
Speedy, have I ever kept quiet about Sanaya?
Huh?
Have I ever kept quiet about Sanaya?
Nope.
Well, I'm in the chat room. That's what I was doing. I was on the chat room, and a lot of people feel like someone wrote are y'all scared of Sanaya because someone wrote something about Sanaya and you guys did not say it.
So, what was it? Is she paying you guys? Well, I didn't see it. I'm in and out of the room.
Is she paying you guys? I'm fucking done.
No. Well, me personally, I don't have anything against the woman, good or bad. And I don't have a problem speaking my mind. There are some people that will defend her because they're her family, and family's going to stick together. Then
which
you also
is
have
70%
those
of the show.
Then
70.
You're going to also have those people that I call PC who want to be politically correct because they have balls coming up or they don't want to be chopped. So they're going to watch what they say. But there are some people who will say what's on their mind and mean what they say. So it's not everyone.
Okay.
That will defend her, or that's going to come to her defense. We read whatever comes across our desk. I didn't see it, so that's why I didn't say anything about it.
So what was said, Bianca?
Someone wrote, they will borrow Sanaya's body, but give back her Muppet face. And so some people were like, oh, why did he say that? And like, why did you guys didn't shout it out when you were shouting out things before that or whatever? You know what I mean?
I think it was a lot of stuff that was said that we just didn't say.
Right, because I didn't see that. But, I mean, my thing is, one of the things that I don't like is, okay, if you call in private, we don't know who you are. So a private caller could have called in and said it, too. We don't always have to say everything. That's why people in the chat room have the option of pressing 1 and saying whatever it is they want to say. It's not like we can get off of here and go look for them and knock on their door and say, remember you said this. So
No, fuck that. It was whack. I seen it. It was whack, so I didn't say it.
Yeah, I agree. Also, I just wanted to know, that's why.
Okay.
Because they do that, the same thing on Bobo Throwback on the YouTube channel. They block people whenever they say something that's disagreeing with Sanaya or anybody on there, like when they were questioning whether Caesar's nephew was straight, he blocked the people that was writing the comments, and because a lot of people was agreeing with the comment, and he blocked everybody and deleted the comment. Like, what is he trying to hide? Everybody knows he was straight.
I'm not being funny, but I mean, like, you got to understand, this is a Tuesday night show. Tomorrow night is like the night where they have like concerns. Tonight we are going to fucking key. And don't really like get into all of that, like Caesar. You know, if anything, we're gonna make fun of Caesar. Like the person said, they would give them their whatever and give Caesar a speech lesson. See, that was funny. So stuff like that we say and we do. Like we don't really get into the unfairness and stuff on the show. You know.
If he's blocking people and deleting people, that's bad for business. So
these people don't understand nothing about a fucking business. Like they keep saying, I mean, I know they're friends, but ballroom is about Sanaya, Caesar, all that is a part of his business. He is a businessman. If y'all haven't caught that by now, then bitch, y'all are slow. Y'all need to get on a short bus.
No, and then mind you, they come to us and say, well, we don't really talk about it. And these people is on Facebook, they got inboxes. Go inbox them and ask.
Oh yeah, go inbox them.
But you just heard her say that he deletes it. So if he deleting, you think he's going to read the comment and respond back to it?
He delete my comments. I'm going to that inbox, you nasty motherfucking bitch. How dare you?
Oh, shit.
Okay,
thank you.
Now, that's what you do when you feel offended by what somebody does. You go straight to the inbox and get very
mad. Wait a minute, Mark. Tiffany trying to say something.
Oh, no, you were talking. I just basically said, I don't see what Sanaya doing shit wrong. I mean, she's saying half the shit that people be fucking thinking or want to fucking say. I mean, so what?
Oh, Prince, tread lightly, Prince. She's already happened.
We will not talk about the seas. Okay, this is... Okay, we're not even going to do that. Because I'm really sick of talking about Corey. Is he straight? Is he gay?
I mean,
gay,
you don't say
gay,
what I think,
gay.
Because whatever the fuck I think about, I say personally. I mean, you know. Some people...
I feel like this. I'm not... If you're not really, like, into the person or, like, really want to have them, I don't think whether they're straight or gay really matters.
I mean, me personally, I'm not trying to sleep with the boy, so what he do or what he don't do really don't move me, so.
You know what? It's just when you meet people, I feel like when you meet people and you meet these people in person and stuff like that, it's just not entertaining to even say anything about them if you met them and met their personality. Why would you want to put all that stuff out there anyway? I mean, it's just
right,
stupid.
And people claim, you know, I want to know if he's straight, I want to know if he's gay because he can't walk balls if he's straight. But they just want to have to know. Why do you really care?
That's the whole thing.
They just want to have. Stop trying to have in rubber cowboys.
That's what we mean. He's straight because he won't have with none of the thirsty queens.
Girl, if I'm slow, then you are in a world of trouble in this United States of America, bitch. Just know that. If I'm slow, we in a heap of motherfucking trouble. A whole heap of trouble, bitch. Because I'm running shit that's keeping people from coming here fucking you up. So if I'm slow, bitch, we in a heap of trouble.
J-Rock, can you give me some tickets for the inauguration? Bitch, do that.
So J-Rock, can you share with us any new attacks they got planned for the United States? Where's Enrique? He left.
I'm right here.
Okay. Oh. Why so quiet?
Clap, Jesus, clap.
Because everybody
Thank
was
you,
just
Justin.
Going off.
Justin, I am a church queen. I'll never deny that. I am.
They called you a church queen.
Yeah, he said I give him church queen tees, but that's true. I am
with them level
and
fans
choir stand church queens. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit.
Hallelujah.
Not a hell.
The light just came on at Krispy Kreme's.
So you're out there staking out.
Oh shit.
Bitch, I'm off for staking out the fucking Krispy Kreme. I'm done.
Did you guys see the video of the little Spanish boy humping a girl?
No,
but I saw the one with the little boy twerking.
No, it was a like a 3-year-old, 2-year-old baby humping with his little wee wee out and everything.
Oh,
what?
Shit.
Yeah.
He been watching Poppy slay mommy.
Okay.
Okay.
They was trying to make more babies.
Can you turn down my damn speaker?
Bitch. So, what do y'all think? Who's going to the coldest winter ever?
Me.
I am.
Oh, you are going, Enrique?
I want to go. I thought we were going to take a bus.
Don't
or
say we. I never said I was going to that.
You did say that.
No, I did not. I said that I was, you know what, I will not do that on the air, but I am not going to that ball.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll meet
you
there,
Mark. Why you say it like
that? I got a ball coming up.
Why?
I got a ball coming up. Because
he was like, I'm not going to that ball. I'm like, oh, what, girl? I mean, like, what's going on?
I have a ball coming up.
Jason,
I can't talk about it.
Why not that ball?
Yeah. Because you said that. That was turn.
Because
I, know
I have a ball coming up, so I can't go to that ball. My ball is the same night as that one.
So you're going to the Midwest?
No, I'm having the Baltimore Bottom Awards ball.
Wow.
Who's of the year, Mark?
So how about I take Marcus's ball coming up and I give him the Baltimore Bottom Awards ball.
Brother, I'm a little embarrassed now. You ain't tell me about this ball.
Because you were so pumped about going to Caesar's ball, so that they could help. That you were so busy, you were so. Let me get myself together.
Bitch, are you smoking?
Let it all out.
Because you were so interested and so pumped about going to Caesar's. The coldest winter ever ball, I didn't want to change your mind about coming to my ball. So, and I didn't have a conversation with Season. I didn't have a conversation with Eric Mack about their ball. So, because my ball was a last-minute ball because, like, a bunch of bottoms came to me and was like, why don't the bottoms ever get recognized? And,
oh, they get recognized.
All the painting they do.
And they was like, see, that was it. They was like, we don't paint. We always on time. We keep the tops happy, but we don't never get no recognition. So I said, you know what? This year, I'm going to start the first annual Baltimore Bottom Awards ball for all the clean girls. So that's why I can't come to them.
God damn it, I'm mad I ain't going to be there.
But I'm taking donations and green dots.
Oh,
my table
look.
Is $25. And on the table, you're going to get some condoms that J-Rock loves, some KY, some
Kentucky
Fried Chicken.
No, that is not
even,
no.
So Prince, is your ball paying for your pussy too?
Oh, shit.
Oh, where is grandmother?
No, the proceeds from my ball are going to pay for getting some body holes reconstructed.
Please.
And get rid of cauliflower.
Ew. So you're going to put some skin tight on your ass to get rid of the cauliflower?
What?
Wait, skin tight removes cauliflower?
Well, they're going to tighten up the girl's butt and cut all the vegetables away. And that costs money. So that's what the ball is supposed to raise money for the girls that have cauliflower.
Oh my God, Justin, why would you ask something like that?
No,
these people
okay.
in this room is crazy. Crazy funny kid said, what's paint? Justin said, J-Rock, can you sit on my thumb?
Oh, shit.
Like, what the?
Oh.
Wait, so you doing thumbs now?
Oh, no.
Does that hurt?
Thumbs is going
to
get
hurt.
I had warts. The one thing is for sure and two things for certain, if I had warts, I have health insurance. And that would cover my wart removal. Some of you girls don't even have health. so let's not go there, Miss Jade.
Shit, not health.
No.
Wait. Crazy funny kid is in there asking, what is paint? They said paint. And Justin said, paint is leaving behind chili on a penis.
Chili on a penis.
And you can stay, and if I have a grand, you know what? What I'm not going to do, Miss Shade, is I will not be like
girl.
Some people. It is unprofessional to argue back and forth with you people in that room. So thanks
Amen.
For reaching out.
Hello?
Oh, so
Hello?
Jason's bar will find the Bishop Walt Remover Foundation. No, I'm not part of the people. I'm part of the cast, lady. And that's my last comments to you.
The Bishop Ward Removal Foundation. Oh, my God.
There's a couple of people that need that. A lot of people.
Okay. So so if you would like to contribute to the I Take All Green Dots, American Express, MasterCard,
I got five on it.
So you know, I'm just a little.
So Enrique, you're really going to that bar? I wanted you to be a judge.
I was really like really hoping.
I can judge
like,
early
yeah.
though. I can give you prelim.
Huh?
I can give you. I can judge early. I can tell you what it is before I go.
Well.
They said, who is the girl that sounds like a robot? Is she on the scene? Who sounds like a robot?
Who sounds like a robot?
The
who?
Girl. There are a lot of girls on the radio.
There's only two.
A few balls to remove all Bishop's fruits and nuts from his hole. I think they said with a low voice.
The white girl. There's a white girl. Oh, the white girl. Who's the white girl?
Oh, they talking about Enrique because he's so proper, so.
Oh, wow.
You are giving me small wonders, T.
That's good.
So what do y'all, let me
I
ask
know
y'all
about
this.
Was a disease, but go ahead.
What do y'all feel about that boy, and this is supposed to be his wife? And I finally seen the picture today.
Oh, yeah.
What do y'all think about that boy that put his supposedly wife's picture in all those tranny rooms with her? I don't even want to call that a dick. It's like a pinky. I think she's holding her pinky.
No, was she a hermaphrodite?
No, I think she must have really took a lot of moles because that penis was like.
Was that a
tumor? That ain't no moles. I heard she got when they was pumping her, it got sealant. Seal got in it.
Oh, shit.
Really?
No, it looks like she has a hernia.
And where was she? Damn.
And this is real cut? No, she was the
bitch. How you gonna say, look like she got a hernia?
Does a hernia
wow.
make your penis small?
No, a hernia make it look like a little knot, bitch. That's the key. You're going to say it look like...
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And her boyfriend put that shit up there?
Yes.
Yep, so my bitch keep playing with me and had nut all over her chest.
Did someone pull her titties down?
I thought that too, like, under, like, her titty was not supposed to be in the middle of her chest.
Right,
like,
but wait, does he have a fetish of pulling her titties?
Wow.
Because one just caved in. One looked real done it in on the side. Like, it don't have
right,
a hard life.
I couldn't even look at her
breath. Someone
breath.
Ties a rope to it and pulls her
Oh, she wasn't talking about Enrique. She was talking about London.
Come on, Hank Cliff titties.
Wait, who was
this? Yeah, it was a man.
Where was this at? In the tranny group?
Yeah, it was Erica. It's Erica. I think it's Erica's picture.
Erica who? Mother Kong?
Is she the mother?
Erica LaCroix or Erica Kong?
All I know is I think her name is Erica. I don't know
it's
what
Khan.
Happened.
They said Kong.
Wow.
Somebody said the one that always wears a fanny pack because something wrong with her stomach or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the colostomy thing. Yeah, the colostomy. That's what
that
would
be. Oh, wow. Ew.
Someone said she has strongy titties.
Oh my God! Y'all need to refresh the picture and say it's look at Kane, look at Kelly at Candy World. Oh shit! So I see the girls want to play.
Bitch.
Okay.
No, ma'am. No mail.
Oh shit.
Let me get a picture of your mother so I can put up in the chat room.
Ooh, Miss Mona.
Okay.
Oh,
Miss Mona. Keep it cute, Miss Mona, because you don't want to play, okay?
Bitch, no tea. Kelly's stomach and side don't look like that no more.
Ooh.
Excuse me, my bitch. Let me tell you. Let me tell you one thing about me. My stomach has never, ever looked like that. Okay, bitch. Okay, but I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna give you girls exactly what y'all asking for in the next couple of months. I'm gonna give y'all exactly. The girls have been wanting it, bitch, and I'm going to give y'all every motherfucking bit of what y'all been looking for, bitch. And y'all girls is going to shit your motherfucking pants. Know that.
Don't look like
okay?
No cartoon character, Kelly.
Okay. Oh no, I'm not gonna look like no cartoon character. I'm not gonna look like no football player in a two piece with 14 inch stilettos, Miss Thang. Okay. My body is not cut up and deformed like that, Miss Thang. My body looks like God. I'm gonna give y'all everything that y'all asking for, okay?
If you come out walking film queen sex siren, I did that already.
Right.
I did that already. I'm an all around femme queen. The only category I have not walked in the femme queen category is foot, eye, and bag. But everything else I have walked.
Femme queen body.
Kelly,
yes, I have.
Someone said you should have walked those.
Wait, why are you saying like that?
Miss Thang, what are you trying to say, Miss Thang?
Yes,
what are you trying to get, Miss Thang? You
gave
me
great
Baby, big
body.
Girls, big girls have body too, Miss Thang, and big
no,
girls are sexy too.
Because I just remember you getting into it with Khadijah. When y'all was getting into it and stuff, and I was like, oh, okay. I remember that Khadijah walked body too.
Well, you know, I look, the girl is having fun tonight, honey, in this room, Miss Thang, honey. I haven't been posted in the group in a long time, Miss Thang.
And it's
so
Reese, wait.
I think, you know, I was trying to be nice, honey, but I think I need to crash Facebook again, honey, and open up a room.
Oh wow.
Honey.
So I can
say
oh my God, Kelly. Mona is giving it to you.
Who is supposed to be there in the red shirt?
Who run the world?
Miss Miss Mona can't take me, honey. Miss Mona better keep it cute, Miss Thang, for Miss Mona be blocked. You know, I run the world, Mona. Yes, I do run the world, Mona. So you will want to keep it cute, Miss Thang, for you only have to be in the gag show.
Is that room going? I thought I got the... I thought somebody got that room shut down.
Oh, that room is going... Well, you know, they kicked me out months ago, honey.
I think Control got shut down.
Oh, damn! They shut all the rooms down. So we're the only room that's running.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! What is going on? What is this? What is the world coming to?
I don't know, girl. And they called you all kind of stuff. Then you know their shows were better and this and that and.
I just don't understand how the girls would ever think. I don't understand how the girls would ever think that they would be better.
Oh, it's still in operation.
Oh, it's still in operation. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how the girls would ever think that they would be better. I don't. The girls, it just kills me. I'm looking through my
pictures. Wait, how is this still an operation?
Are you
trying to say that the co-hosts from that show are slowly moving their way into Monday night?
That's what it seems like.
Excuse me? Never. Okay. Maybe a Tuesday night set, honey, but not, you know, Monday night.
Huh.
We don't... we don't play with the likes of that. Honey. Oh, shit, I just found this picture of Mona, Miss A. Honey, let me post it. Hold on, let me post it up, honey. I just found Mona's picture, honey. Hold on.
Shit.
I have to get it out of my computer, honey. Hold on, Mona. I'm coming, Mona. Okay? Hold on. I'm about to knock on your door, Mona.
Don't shake the table. I just made it.
I'm not gonna shake the table, honey. Hold on. I'm posting Mona up right now, honey. So now everybody go and refresh your page now and check out Miss Mona.
Wait a minute. Where the fuck is going?
Oh shit.
Damn.
Wow.
Don't Miss Mona look real good?
I'm cool.
I thought that was Miss Blake.
I'm cutting my computer off.
Okay. Mona, you look real good, honey. You and your girlfriend in that two-piece can sit side by side.
Oh, my God. Wow. Who is that?
That's Mona.
Bitch with them shoes. Bitch, look at that leg. Bitch, that is a leg.
Lord have mercy. Lord bless him.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that like why? I'm not understanding.
Y'all don't think she look cute?
She's sitting, Mary. She's sitting.
Is those tits on her chest?
Yeah.
That's like a lot of things.
I'm like, really?
Well, she ain't doing nothing wrong. She walking around here looking like a lot of the fem queens, so.
Yeah, she does.
So, did y'all refresh your screen while
somebody sex siren? Oh,
Kelly.
Shit.
Kelly, someone sent me a picture. Someone sent me the unedited version of you, your schoolgirl look.
What was it?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Did y'all see Mona said, don't come for me, sex siren?
What happened, honey?
Did y'all refresh the page?
Nah, Mona, it doesn't look like that, Mona.
Yeah.
It don't look like that, baby. No. Baby, if there's too many, it's too many rows, Mona. That's about five rows missing. I only got two, Mona. Okay, I only got two. That's five.
Oh.
It looked like she got a dimple on the side. Look like
you see that dimple?
She got a dimple. She got a dimple on the side and everything. That's not me, Mona. No.
That is crazy.
What? I'm being
refresh.
Oh, we got to refresh again, honey.
I didn't even catch the damn dimple at first.
I didn't catch what she said.
Kelly, that chin does look like yours a little bit.
Oh wait, hold on. I gotta refresh my page. Hold on. I'm refreshing, honey.
Well, I am a gag show. Why?
Oh. Wait, reload, honey. Hold on. I'm waiting for she to reload.
Oh, I have a nasty sex siren pic.
Ooh.
I'm a gag show.
Miss Saint, that look bad. That look bad. Oh my God, honey, that look bad. No, Mama, no. Be nice. Oh, gag head. Why y'all keep here like that? What is so funny?
Because
y'all... Oh, shit. That bitch look like Samuel Jackson.
Y'all is keep cackling. What is the key?
Bitch, I'm just catching this dimple in the side of this...
Dude, the side of that cheek.
Ain't that dimple a key?
Bitch, it's like a bullet wound, kind of. Like a gang.
I don't have dimples like that, honey.
That's more than cellulite.
Wait, that dimple is really deep. It's deep.
Yeah, well,
That's a bullet wound.
No, that's a stage wound. Ooh. Good girl, go home.
Sex siren.
Because I seen a stripper one time had a gash in her side, and I said, well, what happened? And she said she fell off the stage, and she gasped.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
How you going to ask a hooker what happened to her leg?
I said a stripper.
Same thing, Jail.
Oh, my God, not sex siren. Bitch. Oh, God. If you are not a part of the official ballroom page, send a request.
Not viscera. Bitch. Don't nobody bring me.
That look more like somebody else than me.
You know what, Shay? Oh, I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Oh shit!
What Kelly, who do it look like to you?
I don't know. Thanks for reaching out.
Oh shit!
I got a ball coming up.
Is that everybody's excuse now? Ew. What is that?
Ball coming up, honey.
What is this that... what? Michi, what the... Y'all are not... Oh, my goodness. I'm not supposed to play with Michi tonight in this damn... work, Kelly.
Wait a minute, did she put Naima Ebony and Kobe Mizrahi? I'm fucking done.
That lady is tall.
Is that big tall? What is the fuck is her name? I forgot her name.
Bitch!
I want to think, no, that's not her name. That's not Big Dick Bitch. What is her name?
Bitch,
I can't. I swear for God. Y'all play two.
That's a whole lot of woman.
That's a big bitch.
Is she a ballroom girl?
She better not be.
No, I just think she's an Amazon. Oh, shit. I'm not posting this in this room, Michi. I will not get our room shut down. I will not. Oh, shit.
Ew.
Got me.
Got milk.
Not got milk.
I will not drink milk no more.
Not with.
I'm a fuck Brooklyn. I'm a fuck Mona up for posting this motherfucking picture on Naima.
Naima and Kobe, bitch. That's the game.
That is me.
London put on that bury me in flour. Oh my God.
Where's the picture Michi posted?
Inside the little chat. He put a picture of Kelly bent over twerking.
Oh, and I don't, shit.
And I don't know what the spelling is.
Ew.
But go up, though. That...
Ew.
Bitch, I'm not going to hit the number looking at that picture.
Bitch. She look like her ass stink in this little box here.
No, not that it stink.
I'm not even trying to look at that, like, close. I don't even want to see the suit in. Oh, ooh.
Mm-hmm. Is that
room still open or is it closed?
It's still open, they say.
Yeah, I know. Don't read that show because she kicked a couple of my friends out when they read Pony and them. She exited them right to the door.
Oh, we talking about the gang show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because she must have put me out because I ain't even in there no more. I thought it was closed. Oh, well.
She put the whole cast out of
room. I don't give a damn, honey. If you don't agree with what she say with her delusions that she looked like Janet, then you want to get, she going to put you out. If you don't agree about
no,
me,
mind you, she made a post one day and said, if I hear anybody bad-mouthing any Jackson up in here, bitch, I said, ooh, no.
She looks so okay. So if Kenya Moore think that she look like Beyonce, and Manny's think that she look like Kenya Moore, so does Manny's think she look like Beyonce too?
Yep, both of them. Dead ass wrong. Dead ass.
Oh yeah, she did say she look like Kenya Moore.
But there's a difference when you look in the mirror and when you think. In the mirror.
Think.
Ooh,
like, no. Be serious.
How can you look like Kenya Moore and Janet? You know, you just look like you.
That picture Naima and Kobe is a fucking key, bitch. That is too much.
Listen, I be gagging at girls. Where do y'all find these fucking clips at? Fuck.
That is carrying.
Baby, I'm gagging at these clips the girls be finding.
Where?
So Zanice is gone with the wind, says you.
Y'all gonna make her call in here and be.
Well, you can't be fabulous.
Right.
You can't even get
better work. But my thing is, how do you want to be a professional makeup artist and you got blue eyes? You can't even do your own makeup. That look like makeup or paint by numbers.
That's all y'all do is kill people's dreams. Y'all the dream snatchers. Dream snatchers.
No, did y'all remember when Milan said, bitch, shut up and wait for Janet Jackson and wait by the phone for Janet Jackson to call you? Was y'all in the group that day when she said that, though? Bitch, I died. I fucking died. She said, bitch, shut your manly looking ass up and wait for Janet Jackson to call. We'll sit by the phone and wait for Janet.
Oh, God.
She said, I did meet Janet after a show.
To the after show?
Oh, Lord, we got a Johnny's fan in the room. Johnny's is not ugly. Y'all are trying it. Girl.
Shut up, Johnny's.
Wow, she wasn't ugly. She wasn't ugly because you had her back towards her, the host. Your back.
Shut up, Johnny's.
Yes, cool. You have 5 minutes to call in, unless you're listening from Skype.
Y'all just be hitting it at, it be just some of the shit y'all do, be coming in at the right time. Say, shut up, Johnny. Bitch. Maybe I'm tired, but that shit was funny.
No, bitch, you ain't tired. That shit was a fucking gig.
And this, you know what, Mona, I'm going to have to say, you started out, I don't know how you're going to top this Naima and Kobe picture for the rest of the year, because this picture is giving me, you know, I can't keep looking at this. So I'm going to have nightmares.
That motherfucking picture is a key. I don't care.
That picture is a key, though. No shit.
It's a fucking key.
Me, that picture she just put, my hair is laid like neatly leaks.
That queen gets some money.
I don't know what's that house. Is that house still operational? Is it closed down? What's going on with it?
What you talking about?
Is it only... The, who you said the hair is laid like Alvin Meekly? What you say?
What?
Nene Leaks. They said Nene Leaks.
Oh, my God. I'm not trying to be funny. I thought you said my hair is laid like Alvin Meekly. So I said, well, what happened to the house? I thought that was what you said. I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
Nicole,
call in here. Nicole, I love you. Go ahead, girl, call it here.
I said, my bad. It was a mistake. I didn't know.
Wait a minute.
My head is laid like neatly. I don't know.
Well, London, what is going on in this toilet? They having a shit competition?
Oh, shit.
It's what?
Oh, God.
There's a lot going on. I just don't get it. I did
that. I don't either, but them toes is curled. And he using all his muscle.
He's shitting out a banana.
Ew.
Oh, my God. Y'all have had me in fucking tears, and I can't even breathe.
Track
bitch,
showing glue dripping,
oh
your
God,
edges is
that
gone.
Little mishap, bitch. Not laid like Alan Meekly, I fucking died.
I swear to God, I thought that's what he said. That's why we funny, but I swear to God, I thought that's what he said. So I was like, damn, well, what happened to the house? I mean, are they still up and running? Are they still functional? I mean, I'm not talking about their peace, but are they?
That house is gone,
like
Gone with the Wind.
If y'all keep up with this Gone with this Wind, Miss Dame, Miss Kenya needs to be Gone with the Wind.
Yes, she does. No shade.
Yeah, that will be fabulous. That will be fabulous if she's gone.
Okay, bitch, every housewife want to come out with a motherfucking single, bitch. Ain't nobody buying that shit.
I noticed that too, Kelly. Have you noticed that every housewife, they make a song?
Every housewife that
one of them is saying tardy for the party, that's for a housewife too?
Yeah.
At least
that song was cute.
I didn't try to see what London just posted.
At least that song was cute.
It was cute.
Where I know that?
Wasn't Johnny and Leave It on the Floor?
Every time make a song, like New York had the Duchess, she had this elegance is
learning. I like that song.
That shit was bullshit. Then who else had a song? Oh, then Gretchen had a song from California, O.C., and then I don't know who's gonna have one on Beverly Hills, honey. All them hoes need to shut up. I just saying, yeah.
Bitch, Miss London, I'm not fucking with you, Miss A. I am not, Miss A.
What is going on with this picture of this? What the? Like,
is London fucking
is
Mona, Miss A?
Why is he so orange? Like an Oprah.
The fucking
right.
Struggle picture is a key.
Girl, did y'all see the Chinese before
she
started her transition?
She's training like I'm Latrice Royale.
Oh, shit. Bitch, she says Chinese was a Sagittarius. Literally.
Yes, God.
Mona is, bitch, you know, when she shows up, she shows up.
Bitch.
Them some strong legs.
Bitch. Do y'all see this motherfucking donkey, bitch?
Speaking of a donkey.
That is a mess. A mess. Y'all all going to hell.
I said in 2013 I was not going to talk about that lady.
If you could choose a cartoon character that...
Hit refresh, y'all.
Oh, my God, the mask. That poor baby. From The Mask with Cher. I love that movie. The mama got him a prostitute.
I'm not fucking with you, Jason. Stop.
Oh, Lord. Okay, I know I'm a little late, but that transition big just motherfucking over.
Lay me down on a bed of roses.
Give me a piece.
Hey, someone said that's Shay Shay after the face shoes.
Oh, shit. Well, on that note, can I wish my daughter Ayana Milan a happy birthday today? It's her birthday. Happy birthday to my daughter Ayana Milan. Happy birthday, daughter.
A bitch.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Wait a minute. You on the show? Let me get your input, girl. How do you feel about you know, your daughter's husband, girl, coming for her like that on Facebook?
I don't know how to pronounce his name. Oh my god. Oh, what the fuck? Hold on. No.
Oh shit.
I didn't know which Erica they was talking about.
Me neither.
No, it is Erica Khan, the Erica Mother Khan. That's the same one, then.
Yeah, I want to wish one of our listeners, Costa, a happy birthday today. He listens to the show. He's been listening for years. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Phil.
Happy birthday, Costa.
Happy birthday, Costa.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, but I don't know what y'all talking about that other stuff. I you know.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Girl, you kill me, girl.
What? Tiffany?
Girl.
What? What do you want me to say?
I can't feel any type of way about it.
I spoke to my daughter about the situation. My daughter is in LA right now. When my daughter gets back to New York, she will handle the situation. And like I told my daughter, I told her long ago to leave it alone, and she should have left it alone. She said, "Mother, you're absolutely right," and that's the conversation at.
And now since we're speaking about kids, what's up with you and your children, girl? You're not, Kelly, now, are you handling your mother duties? Because, girl, I heard your child is in California, girl, now. Before, he was trying to steal a pocketbook, girl. Now he in California stealing folks' cell phones.
Oh, shit.
My son just left my house and went to Vogue Tuesdays. He's not in California anymore.
Oh, you brought him back?
He's going to steal a cell phone there.
He's back in New York. No one steals out of here, baby. They know they get their motherfucking fingers broke.
No, I'm talking about Vogue Tuesdays.
Oh, well, maybe at Vogue Tuesdays, but not.
So mama going to get a new iPhone. Is that what it's given? Get mama an iPhone.
Maybe, you know. They got to do what they got to do, honey. Let me tell you something. The girls, I blame it all on the girls' mistake, okay? And it's no shame, Miss. The girls, a piece of motherfucking trade that they meet on the street, or a piece of trade that they meet off the chat line or for one of these websites, come over. Bitches want to hide their iPads, hide their iPhones, hide their cell phones, Miss Thing. They want to bring out their, they only want to use, they bring out their welfare phone, Miss Thing, want to hide their pocketbook and everything because it's a piece of trade, Miss Thing. But then when a butch queen come over, all that we know in the ballroom scene and we see all the time, Miss Thing, the girls get laxy daisy, Miss Thing, and want to smoke a blunt and fall asleep with him and everything. Miss Thing, when they wake up, Miss Thing, their phones is gone, Miss Thing, their coins is going out their pocketbook, Miss Thing. You got to treat the butch queens just like you treat the trade.
No, the iPhone and the project phone are gone, both of them.
Yes.
What's a project phone?
Well, they can steal my rotary phone.
The Obama phones, Tiffany.
Yeah, the track phones.
The who?
If you get Medicaid, you can get a track phone.
Or if you get
not
a tennis.
Not Cricket.
No, it's not Cricket.
You have health insurance.
Yeah.
What?
Incoming transmission.
Oh, shit.
Bitch, that is not Johnny.
317-833, you're on the air.
Sorry, that Vogue Tuesday.
Are you stealing somebody's phone?
Is this a stolen phone? Hello?
Is that Kelly's son?
Mm-mm.
That was my son calling y'all to tell y'all to shut the fuck up.
He don't need to tell me.
But
to
on whose phone, Callie? On whose phone?
I'm glad you got him, Callie. I'm glad
bitch,
you
what
got
is
him,
317, bitch? Is that even an area?
Don't worry, Tiffany. You'll see him next week when you come up here.
Girl, hide your purse, hide your keys.
Yeah.
Tiffany, you're going to try to have no shade because the boy is over.
I see what the boy look like, honey. I ain't going to be trying to have nothing, honey. I know what the boy look like.
Enrique, you going to be trying to have?
At
I
all.
Just say, Enrique, you better get your phone ready.
No, I know how to handle that. I'm going to set up a dummy phone, so when he thinks he's snatching, the joke is going to be on him. Get your life,
Enrique, man. How many dummy phones do you have?
Oh, shit. I have 17, because that's how many times I want to have. 17.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Bitch, not the dummy phone. How many do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Mona and these motherfucking pictures, Miss Day.
Bitch, did you see Johnny's picture of the Goonies?
Too much.
If y'all don't fucking stop.
She's going mad.
Oh, shit, it's somebody in my backyard.
What?
I thought I cut the sign off.
There's them trannies running for cover because it got too wet. You know what it's giving around there. You know what it's giving.
I cut the sign off. I'm closed for the night.
Wait, how you going? Wait.
Let her in.
Wait a minute. No, this is not going to be a profitable business now, brother. You can't be shutting down now. You got to be 24-hour service.
Oh, shit. Damn. Then the bitch ain't going to never get no rest.
That's the whole point. Did you see these girls that's 20 that look like they 50, bitch? You got to get it together.
Okay.
To the person in the chat room, me and Danny was just playing Call of Duty last night.
I would be playing Call of Duty with your ass too after you slam it into a fucking phone booth, right?
And you playing Call of Duty.
Why?
I would want to shoot your ass too.
I got the Xbox 360 Kinect and I got the Wii U.
What's the Wii U?
The new Wii.
Is that the one you can play Blu-rays on? You can play Blu-rays on that?
I don't know.
The new Wii. You talking about the handhold one, like an iPad Wii?
Yes.
Okay.
Kelly got all the new shit. See, she trying to see. That's that.
Shit, I don't
know. Kelly, I'm going to need an order.
Because
I see you the bitch to talk to. So
I gotta keep up with the Joneses, honey, okay?
Nah, you just like some more. I got the new Madden.
Because just because I'm 30-something and fabulous, Miss Singh, I gotta keep up with the Joneses.
No, you trying to keep up with the trade.
I'll do trade.
Yeah,
let me say. Okay. We don't do trade over here. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with Shorty. I think he might still be in Jersey with his wife. He goes with Dawn Ebony.
Who? Shorty J, the porn star?
Oh,
Shorty Mizrahi.
Oh, I don't know him.
Shorty Mizrahi. I think he's a twister.
Yeah.
I'm just logging off my computer because I can't take all these different pictures. I'm tired of looking at them. Y'all going to make me have nightmares.
Oh, I like that one with the glorious
hair.
No. Y'all going to make me suck you in. She'll hold you tight.
Bitch, y'all going to make me have nightmares, especially the one with the blue eyeshadow. That is the worst one.
That's the one that's going to hold you tight and be like, you going to eat your cornbread.
With that pink piece.
Not the cornbread.
No, Tiffany don't live in New York.
Why they worry about where the hell I live in?
She live where they have the highest number of missing persons reports. So.
Somebody hit my Facebook up and said, no, she does not live in New York. She lives exactly where she's supposed to live at, in Texas, where they roped hogs at.
Hey, you want that?
Oh, shit. Hit refresh in the room. I'm going to fuck
I'm not
you
going
up,
back to the
Mona.
Computer.
I'm going to fuck you up.
I'm not going back to this computer.
No.
I'm not going to do it. Just stay in the bed. Just keep rolling down.
Do you have a laptop, J-Rock?
I have a laptop. I have a desktop and a laptop. But I have my desktop up because it has the speakers and everything around it.
Miss Mona. Okay.
Yeah, I got to get the arm for the door. Let me go back and refresh this.
I'm not.
Do this tonight. Mona, good night.
Yeah, I said I should have just completely logged off.
Oh, my cheek. Oh, shit. My cheek.
Not your cheek.
That's my cheek.
Jack got killed. Jack
my damn cheeks hurt.
Oh my god.
Oh, like
oh
that.
Shit.
What the fuck?
How'd he get Mona?
I don't want to play no more.
I'm not.
Oh, you want a piece?
I'm telling
you. You want a piece of my girlfriend? Do you want a piece of my girlfriend?
Hey, let me tell you something, okay?
Okay.
Oh god.
I don't play with you in your radio show, people, okay? Ooh. So don't play with me.
You are.
Stop the violence.
Listen, I wasn't talking to you, sweetheart, please. I'm talking to Kelly. I don't know you. You don't know me.
But you refer to me
you don't
as
know
radio
what
show people.
You don't know that over here. You don't know what was that. I didn't say nothing about you, please.
How do you know I was talking to you?
Kelly, don't get something.
Just stay over there, and I'll stay over here. Fabulous.
I'm gone with the weather.
Ain't that late? That bitch made that late ass saying nobody can stop saying that stuff.
You fuck your ass up, okay?
Happy birthday.
Y'all
are
so violent in New York.
Kelly, please sit down to one of my for real things. I do not want
Kelly,
to.
Kelly, is that your new piece?
Ooh, piece. Who
you
got
know
a
why?
Piece? I want
Eureka
all of Lisa's pieces.
That bad as women sing this shit is
hang
up.
Give me some of them Della Reese's pieces.
No.
You know, Twinkie's got the new.
Is he going to send my hair or what?
Are there any more real people on Facebook, bitch? Because Facebook is turning into an avatar's motherfucker.
Yes, it is. It's turning into an ad. The fake profiles kill me. Makes me feel like on A for A, everybody's profile.
Oh, you on A for A, J-Rod?
Did you see my
You know, when y'all girls say that, it makes it feel like you're coming for me, but my profile's not fake, so.
J-Rock, you in Houston, right? Where are you at, J-Rock?
I'm in Houston.
You know, somebody used my pictures from one of their for the escort ads down there, too.
My bad.
Are you trying to refer to it that it's me?
No, I'm
just saying. No, why would he do
I'm just saying, you ask where I'm at, then you ask all over. Baby, I got my own pictures up, and my pictures said
so
I'm going to
add up
profile.
Too.
No, I don't
you
have
got
an
add
up
too. Work.
No, maybe. I don't have an add up. I need to put one up, though, I tell you what. But I don't have an add up. Because I didn't see some girls.
Do the dates pay well in Texas, J-Rock?
No, they stay well in Dallas. That's what I was just about to say. I know some people in Dallas, bitch, them, they always say, oh, he just wanted to see me dance. And I'm like, what? And he paid you $200 to dance? Bitch, these white people is crazy.
Well, let me put my head up in Dallas.
I am not lying. Bitch, I am. Okay, don't worry about it.
It was a dance with a happy finish. A dance with a happy finish.
I'm talking about that's what they told me, so you know they could have been lying. But I'm just saying they was like,
J-Rock, that explains the musk and the sweaty balls. That's why they said dancing. They sat up there and just played. Got
thrown
around.
Is this a good title for Dance Me Dance?
Okay. I'm just saying, I ain't saying no names, but the girls love coming to Dallas because them rich people be paying. I've dropped a couple of people off at some big houses. I'm just saying.
Wow. And let me ask you a question. How long it took for you to come back and get them? Because it didn't really take a minute.
No, I didn't leave.
So you waited out in the car?
I surely did. Give me my money.
How long you waited?
I'd say about a good 15 minutes.
Damn.
15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Baby, that was a suck 'em dry, honey.
Okay.
But whatever it was, them hoes got their money.
You know what?
No,
let me shut up.
Wait, how much?
No, I just know that they've been getting like 100 here, 200 there. But then you got the girls that get.
What?
I'm serious. I'm serious.
That was an out call. 500.
An out call. See, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Isn't the rate starting off? It's start off in 30 minutes. So how do you get in for only 15?
Well, I
don't know. All I know is about
15
to 20 minutes I sat in the car and. Hey.
J-Rock, let me tell you something, Sugar. I think they're making a lot more transactions than you think for 10%.
I don't know what they're... I guess they just don't want to tell me what they're really doing, but they was like, oh, they just... These white men... But I've heard many of them say that the guys out there be wanting them to do stupid stuff, and they be like, okay. Like, one dude said, now, I seen this on the phone. One of them rich dudes texted and said, I want you to beat me and, beat me with this belt and beat me. He was, like, into S&M and all that stuff. And I'm like, what?
That I can believe.
But I'm just saying, there was no sex, no penetration. He just wanted to get beat.
Damn.
Well, yeah, a lot of guys are into that bullshit.
That is crazy.
Where am I at when they look
right,
at the
Kelly?
Who?
Okay, that would be right up Mark Alley. You want me to beat you for 200?
I
want to
let
you.
Because
I
will
chop
beat the
I will
shit out of you for $200, bitch. I will beat you until you can't even get
it. Oh, my gosh. After this, after I post this, I'm going to heaven. I have...
Hello?
Yeah.
I have the...
I want to say goodnight to everybody, and
Kelly,
I'm going with... Fabulous.
Kelly, wait. Don't go with the win yet. I have a picture for you.
You got a picture for me? Hold on.
She said she's going to die and go to heaven.
Hold on. I'm waiting for it to come up. Let me know when it's up so I can refresh my screen.
Oh, Kelly is getting checked, honey. She got to get off the phone.
She is getting caught in lickety-split off kind of quick.
Oh, I'm not getting checked. I don't get checked by anybody, okay? Okay.
No, girl, please.
Oh, really? Y'all want to play?
Oh, shit.
Did
you get a check?
You want to play, Miss A? I'll let my girl from Miss London loose on y'all. Loose on y'all.
This shit is not the move. Go ahead, girl. Just go on and hang up.
Okay. Baby Tiffany, please. Honey, who gonna check people?
Oh, my God. Who put Bishop Pitcher in this room?
With the hammer pants, bitch.
With Gay Bar. What the hell? Is that a new site? GayBarUS.com. Oh, shit. I need to put an ad on it.
Wait a minute. I thought...
London, what's going on?
Okay,
in
London.
Your internet...
Read to the fresh.
You wrong for that, London.
Oh, Enrique, somebody came for you.
Shine bright like a
boom,
diamond.
Boom. Somebody, why is dead as die? Miss Enrique always got a small comment trying to read.
Miss A, Miss London, good motherfucking night.
Enrique,
I'm not playing with you.
Oh, shit.
Okay. London, I'm not playing with you. Are you getting your patient this week in London?
I am done.
I won't be looking for that, said the cat.
Tiffany, the extra mother, I will let everybody know I'm 36 and fabulous, and I'm out of here.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Shit. Shine like a diamond. I am done.
Dang, why can't we have to go?
Yes, she...
Dude, she said you are getting checked. Yes, you are.
And you're off the phone. That's what she said.
Bitch, this Janet Jackson picture is very disturbing. I can't keep looking at this.
This is very disturbing.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck is that?
I'm watching clothes.
These
I'm
MC
sorry.
Hammer pants on. Oh, Bishop. Oh, my God. Doom, 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 doom. Doom, doom.
London, you made Costa cry.
Why?
He's in, because his side probably hurting too.
Wait, why Mona had to post this picture up with this half a face that she plastered on Janet Jackson with this makeup?
And that arm
and
with
the
all
the
tattoos.
Though, the shade, though, is though that the man behind the mask and the arm, that looked like that girl Nina Flowers from RuPaul Drag Race.
She's over, though. I live for Nina Flowers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why they had to do Janet like that? I mean, do Nina like that and put
but
Janet on there and
is
call
so
it
disturbing
heat.
Because I can see Janet looking like that with no hair. I'm just saying.
Wow. She getting her life.
Give me one, Father Mooglet. Bitch.
I'm not watching it.
Bitch. Mona.
I'm not
where
doing that.
Where does this keep coming from?
Bitch. Why is that hat sitting up? Jason, please go and refresh.
No, I'm not.
You
I'm
have to
like...
refresh, though. You got to see how this hat is sitting. Bitch.
What the fuck? Is that a wig?
I don't. Bitch, the hat is just sitting up there. Like.
Why is it? Where's the glasses and where's the glass in them glasses?
The hat's carrying on like that.
Oh shit!
Bitch, I can just see somebody with this on. No, ma'am.
Oh god!
I'm not supposed to hit refresh no more.
That's
my last refresh. This is my last refresh. When Surge
consumes
you. When Surge consumes you. London, who is this supposed to be?
Uh-huh.
Who is this supposed to be when Surge consumes you?
A friend of mine.
Who is Father Mugler? I want to know who Mona talking about. This is give me one Father Mugler with this little Jerry Curl and this little knockoff Gucci hat.
Mm-hmm.
The
girls in the UK are this. If this how the girls in the UK look, I ain't going to stay here.
Bitch.
Not too much. Not.
You gotta leave the girls in the UK alone, J Rock.
She said that's a friend of hers.
She said, not too much.
Is that a read?
I miss Naima tonight. Do y'all miss Naima?
I do.
What?
I miss her ghetto intelligence.
I
miss Naima.
I like when she say not to merch.
So is she on like restriction or something, Mark?
Restriction from what?
For being on the show.
No, she just didn't come in.
She's tired from being on the show last night. Maybe she needed rest.
She just called in today. She had prior engagements.
Oh, work.
Oh, she has something to do. Okay.
She finally got work.
She's a salesman now, so.
I mean, business is picking up. It is raining outside.
It is.
So, brother, am I guessing that business is booming for you?
Yes, honey.
Wow.
They got to take numbers.
Oh, so the 2-for-1 special is over? It was only
24 hours? Yeah, the 2-for-1 special is over.
Wow. I missed that special. No shade.
Well, I'm not supposed to deal with Mona tonight.
Huh? Mona is going the fuck off tonight. I can't walk. I'm not doing
this. Bitch, whose foot is this? No, man.
Mona is killing me softly tonight.
Sorry. Bitch, where's Maya Angela?
I'm having damn time.
Yes, where is Maya? She didn't call in tonight. TJ, where are you?
I don't think she likes us no more on Tuesdays.
A lot of girls don't seem to like us on Tuesday.
Huh?
I said a lot of girls don't seem to like us on Tuesday.
Hey, girl, I don't give a fuck.
Right. That part's a rock. Okay.
Damn it, I done ran out of milk. Shit.
Your roommate ain't got no milk, bitch.
I had just ate those last set of cereals and I wanted some more, so.
What you buy, quartz, bitch?
Huh?
You buy quartz of milk?
He used that powder milk.
No, I had just got a half gallon because I didn't think I was going to eat some cereal like that, but bitch, oops, all berries go hard in the paint.
Oh, them all berries.
What?
I can't believe it's raining like it is. This is crazy.
The end of the show is not really like a four-way conversation just for us. I mean, y'all don't press one. Y'all just seem to, I don't know.
We tried to play the game, and then
right,
y'all couldn't get the fucking
game
right because
we can play the shitty.
Direction.
We can play the, if babies was on the panel, the shitty pamper game, who wants to play that? Who would you throw a shitty pamper at when they hit the end of the run? When they hit the end of the runway?
Chinese.
Wow.
One shitty pamper.
Who would you throw a shitty pamper at if they hit the back of the runway?
Wow.
Let me get one. Let me think.
All Kelly's gas in her house right now.
Oh, shit.
Bow. Bitch, that's a lot of shitty pampers.
Damn.
All right, sis, go ahead.
I would throw my shitty pamper at Percy.
Oh, shit.
Bitch, somebody already did throw a shitty pamper every time you say that name.
Percy gets a shitty pamper just for having the name Percy.
Oh, wow. His mother turned to. She turned to.
Bitch, that is a name, bitch, that you just don't want to ever repeat. Bitch.
Oh,
if
shit,
I ever
somebody
meet a
said,
name
somebody is, said they would throw a shitty pamper at Caesar.
Hello?
Oh, shit. Well,
Caesar, I would throw my shitty pamper at Feminine Destruction.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. What about people that really use her?
I like her. I just put those.
Actually, you know, I can see, you know, Fem gonna gag y'all.
Mm-hmm. When her titties drop.
She had this one clip where she was fucking it up to me. I'm sorry, honey. She was.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be like she have her days where I was like, because at first I wasn't using, but then it was sometimes she just have her days where she, I don't know if she just hit an extra 8 ball or two or what.
Oh,
shit.
Right. You just told her business.
I want you to get an 8 ball.
I'm just saying, because that's a lot of weight to throw around
okay,
to
I'm
be sober. If you sober, you ain't throwing no weight around like that sober. Bitch,
well,
ain't nobody got that much
around like that. A lot of the girls is on Tina now, honey. So they don't use Coke for everything, girl. The girls is on Tina highs nowadays.
Yeah, the girls do be doing Tina.
Well, girl, I don't know what you're asking for, girl.
What's Tina?
Crystal meth.
Oh, damn. That's harder than
you think. No, no.
And I
no, she don't give me, she don't give me she do no crystal meth. She don't give me she do no crystal meth,
though. Well,
I'm not saying she do. But what I'm saying is, everybody want to keep saying 8-ball, throwing this 8-ball around. This, the girls on crystal meth now.
Well, you know, but they still do. They still do ecstasy, though. They still pop, you know.
Not too much, J-Rock.
and not too much with the crystal meth thing, because I'm a frequent user, and I don't like that shit.
Oh, no.
So what's
So your teeth are messed up.
Oh,
like the rest of the UK.
Oh my God, hit refresh. They got Devin. They failed to.
Bitch, what? Oh, shit. Wait.
Y'all is so jit.
Oh, Mona, bitch.
Y'all are so jude. I swear.
Wow.
Bitch.
Refresh. This says LaDonna Vogue's down.
Oh, shit.
I'm so, oh, Jesus. I'm over here nervous. Nervous as in a horn church.
Oh my God.
What? Is that LaDonna Khan?
I'm going to fuck you up.
What? It looks more like. That looks like Nicola. Nicole?
That's a strong arm.
Oh my God. Bitch, do you see that muscle coming under that pit?
Yes.
No, bitch, y'all not going to pay the fact she said that looks like Nicola. I'm not doing
that. Wow.
Oh, God, I need to blow my nose. Oh, God.
All right, y'all, I'm going to get out this phone. I'm getting sleepy. So I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Bye.
You guys have a great
night. Time to go to one of those secret phones.
I guess his date just showed up.
That man
doesn't
do nothing but get on
Uber,
honey.
Number
217. I don't do Uber. I don't do
Uber. Dad, get on Uber and show that meat.
I don't do anything that snap pictures. I learned my lesson with Skype, so Uber's even worse.
Enrique, before you and Tiffany fuck, make sure you put some sheets on your bed.
Okay? Oh, shit. Exactly.
Tiffany. All right,
guys.
Misty Lake in the chat room said, I would throw a shitty diaper pamper at Tiffany, but I don't think her big nasty ass would feel or smell it.
Oh, shit. You people in the chat room can see it.
Enrique, somebody is coming for you. They said, ew, that sick raw meat.
What?
Ooh. Yes, Enrique. Somebody don't like you.
No, but
I'm still on this picture of Nicola, Miss America.
No, not Nicola's Miss America.
I will not do this. I'm hanging up too.
Nicola, if you're on the phone lines, I didn't think you were.
Are you talking about Miss Meekly?
Why is that an icon now? Is the house of icon is just a house full of icons? What is that?
That's just the name of the house.
Hey,
oh, okay.
I heard an A for A ring.
I'm serious.
I just heard an A for A chant. Devin, are you there?
Shut up. Krispy Kreme's just cut the light out.
So what, you about to go up in there now?
I'm done. I am done.
You know what? Shut the fuck up, everyone.
What?
What?
No, I'm sorry. I just had a moment.
Oh, shit.
It just went to Tourette's.
You had Tourette's or something, bitch. You know? I'm like, what?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, bitch. Y'all are a fucking key. Oh, my God.
So what do y'all think we're going to talk about on the state of emergency tomorrow?
I mean, I don't know. Is they going to talk about, like, what happens when you send out, like, your trim queen pictures to butch queens? Like, are they going to talk about that incident? Because I was a little nervous that London said it looked like a hernia. I mean,
oh, shit.
That made me nervous.
Yeah, I actually didn't know who it was until I actually got into the name.
No, but this is what I want to know. This is what I want to understand. What was the purpose of the nut on the chest, but then you holding your thumb down, your thumb, at the same time? Like, why was you holding your meat? With the, like, what was the purpose? Like, he already nutted all over your chest. So, like, what was you holding your little Vienna sausage for?
Maybe she's a shooter.
Baby, I just don't buy that.
Well, where I shoot it from? If it got
maybe,
her,
you know, maybe she just wanted to rub the nub.
Like a genie in a bottle.
He said, rub the nub.
Oh, gosh.
Twirling around like a little twiggly twirl. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Wait, someone sent me a message that we should talk about why gay people are not allowed to give blood.
Oh,
what?
Shit.
Oh, shit.
If you are a gay individual in a relationship with a gay person, you cannot give blood whatsoever.
I never knew that.
Well, you heard that.
Well, I mean, realistically, if you think about it, AIDS was the gay people's disease back then. So, I mean,
what they got to do with
it? I think it's risky, but I also think it's wrong.
Come on, think is if you give blood before they put it in somebody else's body, aren't they going to test for that?
Right, but AIDS can live dormant, like undetectable, for like 6 months up to a year before you can even really find out that you have it. So maybe that's why they say that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have caught HIV through blood transfusions. No shame.
Oh. Girl, how they just going to target the gay people? They should be targeting all black females, too, then.
Well, now that's
what about hepatitis? Like, it's not just gay.
Thank you.
Oh, chow, honey. The girls be catching hepatitis like they change drugs, honey. They be paying the hepatitis as long as they ain't got
that. That hepatitis is bad because I was doing research on hepatitis. I was like, well, goddamn.
Yeah, the girls be having it more than once, too. It's the key. And it's not really funny, but they be paying it. Like, girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They pay hepatitis, but, bitch, that's detrimental, too. It's like, bitch, yeah. Might not want to pay that.
Well, honey, I mean, honestly, if you really think about it, a lot of kids are just walking around with hepatitis now.
They really are. And there's a lot of people that's been exposed to it, may not have it.
They walk around with tuberculosis and don't know it.
TB? No, ma'am. Bitch, they about to turn into motherfucking Doc Holliday on us.
They walk out into that TB real quick.
No, but I heard the girl. Did you guys hear that Shajira Prodigy took that little girl in Philly?
She
no.
did what?
I'll be your huckleberry.
That little girl they found on a playground with only a T-shirt on?
Yeah, why would she kidnap her?
Why is Shadira kidnapping anybody?
Wait, wasn't Shadira in shackles like 3 months ago?
Yeah, I'm kicking.
Oh, because I was about to say,
girl,
what was it? To kidnap somebody?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, girl, the transit is kidnapping people now. Because you know they're going to always blame it on transits. They're not going to say one person. They're going to say, girl, the transits is kidnapping people. They can't have real babies, so they're going to kidnap them a child. That's what
so I'm going to have a ball. It's going to be a petting zoo ball. I'm going to have a ball so the girls can rub the horse and feel calm.
I'm so disappointed you did not invite me to the Baltimore Bottoms ball.
Well, next month I'm going to have a first of the month B-More Bash ball.
No, that's not the same as the Baltimore Bottoms ball.
No, the B-More Bash ball is going to be for all the girls that are going around in these straight neighborhoods harassing the trade that are now getting beat up.
That should be, that should be a topic tomorrow, gay bashing.
No, you know what? Y'all not going to do that. These motherfucking queens walk around winking eyes and blowing kisses, bitch. That
well,
is not
the So if I have a ball, can you guys sponsor what's in your hoe ball?
Not the what's in your hoe ball. Yes, I will sponsor a category, Fifton.
London, you got to make sure when you get trophies for that ball, they're all hard objects. Hard, long.
Things stick in your hole. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, you got to get, like, cucumbers and, like, you know, broomsticks and things.
I'm going to get cucumbers and spray paint them gold.
Magnums.
When are we going to have this? When are we going to have a state of emergency show on how to get a job?
Ooh.
Different tips and ways on how to search for a job.
That sounds like a cute show.
It's a magic down.
You know,
it's
help the girls fill out applications and tell them.
I'm just saying tips on how to get a job. Because, you know, I think a lot
well,
of things
are
just.
We going
to
get ahead
of
ourselves. Because first we gotta open up textbooks and start teaching the girls how to read.
And then we got to teach them how to count.
Yeah,
and then how to write.
No, not for this. They come forth not a captain.
No, I'm just saying, you know how like a lot of queens, they tend to go to the same type jobs. They either do retail or fast food or... Because they just limit themselves. Like when people say they're looking for a job, I'm like, where are you looking?
I don't see anything wrong with that as long as you got some type of income coming in. I really don't
care
what... is that you do.
But, you know, some people become content with that, with those type of jobs.
Right.
And they don't...
Well, I mean, some girls don't think they have any other choice.
True.
I mean, if you've been laying on your back for the past 25 years and all of a sudden someplace hires you and other places start to hire you like that for the next 15 years, bitch. I mean, you didn't do nothing but lay on your back and go to school for the last 25. So, I mean, quite naturally, when you're 40 or 45, that's when you'll probably have that epiphany that you want to move on.
And then it's too late. You can't retire from a McDonald's and get a 401k, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yes, you
can.
You can
retire from McDonald's after about 20 years and get a little bit of unemployment.
If you make it up from fry guy to manager,
if you get on a salary pay of McDonald's, they do have retirements. If you go into
manager,
I mean that's in Texas where it's oil at. Out here, bitch, you ain't getting no motherfucking retirement.
They don't have franchise.
You'd be lucky if they keep you
on
crew member.
No, they do. Because if you get at a good McDonald's, they'll even send you to Burger University.
Wait a minute. Have y'all seen that shit on the internet? When the fuck did Burger King start delivering?
They
yes,
don't do
ma'am.
That here.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
McDonald's
they do.
And New York delivers, too.
Yeah, McDonald's
going
to deliver to the projects.
No.
Where the fuck is McDonald's delivering at?
McDonald's delivers in New York. I'm telling you, there's a
you
McDonald's.
You are really a fat-ass fucker. If you call it a McDonald's and like, yeah, can I get 3 Big Macs, 2 doubles, 2 McDoubles, some McChickens, and
like
6
orders of fries?
If it was
a McDonald's around here that motherfucker delivered, bitch, I would be calling them whores 9 times out of 10 once a week. Okay?
You won't be delivering me no horse meat. What the fuck?
Bitch, listen. Okay?
That is some lazy shit.
In a car,
the McDonald's is delivering... That's just lazy.
What?
Hell, McDonald's delivering. A crackhead will get you every time.
Bitch,
damn.
Listen. If McDonald's, if you was on the bike, wouldn't you go through a drive-thru?
Bitch, no.
Misty, like, who the
and
fuck
if I was working
about?
At that McDonald's and you pull up to my window and that bike went on that bicycle, I'm shutting the window.
I'm like, open the motherfucking door, bitch. I already gave my money to the bitch back there.
And I'm going
to you know McDonald's, they got that thing where they pay you pay first and then you ride up to the window and they give it to
you. Yeah.
I'd be like, bitch, I gave that bitch my money back to get my food.
Oh, my.
No, I'll go inside and start literally shaking tables.
Damn.
Oh, shit. The farmer delivers Tiffany slop to the big pig trough every morning. Why would McDonald's deliver? Oh, shit. Misty Lake is not playing.
Yeah, Misty Lake is mad and she need a hormone shot. That's why she's fucking angry with me.
Is that girl
what?
In Texas that's coming for you?
What?
Yeah,
no,
that's a hard
no,
man with
no, that's somebody. That's somebody else. She wasn't coming for Tiffany. I was just messing with Tiffany. But,
this is a hard man who has who needs a mole shot, who cannot turn his $40 dates on Backpage. Whoever this is, she's a hard
right,
man.
Right, Misty Lakes is just a miserable beer drinker who's tired of her life.
She's not a beer drinker.
Okay.
And what Jasmine is Misty Lake talking about? Because
she's talking
girl,
about the CEO.
Well,
but girl, you're in the room every single show.
Every Tuesday, but she's always talking about somebody and what this, that, and the other. But girl, you just sit there and just you play front row. You're like front row. So thank you.
Ew! Oh my God, I'm about to throw up.
Misty.
She wants me to shit in her mouth. So you know she's a nasty bitch.
Oh my God. Ew.
See, she get on my nerves because then she want to throw something
at me. Oh, that's why she has all those sores around her lips.
Ew. She is so stupid.
Oh, shit.
And I don't know why she's telling her name Misty Lake. You know, dead well, her name is Mr. Lake.
Yeah. Jason,
can
you found Naima's footprint?
What'd you say?
You found Naima's footprint, Jason?
Yeah, I found it.
Is Naima like really big feet for real, for real?
Girl, they said them feet is a T. Somebody said
them
feet is a T.
Well, then she should never wear that white out on her toes.
Oh, shit.
I told y'all. That's a lot of offers. Like, that's a lot
of... Now, look, y'all are not... Hey, y'all are not...